Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35. On KCNO.
Hey, Tilly and Kelvin. How do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy. I love it. We can clean up trash. We can make homes more comfortable. We can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Tilly, and the team at Redding provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Redding Heating and Air's office before...
¶¶ was the Sandlot Sound with tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem. Here on the Saturday night finale of the 2026 summer season, I'm Jacob Green here with you at Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's great to have you with us for the finale of this season. The Colt 45s here in the rubber match looking to win this series as they will face off against the Fairfield Indians coming into this ball game at 9-21-2. 45, 34-4 on the year, searching for that 35th win that would tie the 2024 season record. Last year they went 33-5, so they are on track to beat last year's record. They will face off against the Fairfield Indians. Tonight should be an exciting one after last night's contest, 11-2, that, well, just even some fireworks. Some impression of Colt 45 32-4 on the year. They will be sending Austin Pasma to the mound to face off against Larry Westbrook. Larry Westbrook last night played first base for the Fairfield Indians. We will conclude the meeting out there at home plate. The field's been cleared after the starting lineups announced. The giant American flag from the Lions Club unfurled and then refurled back after our nation's anthem was played by the Sandlot Sound. Leading things off for the Novato Knicks and playing right field will be Ethan Boatman. And then right behind him, Kyle Keys in center field, followed by Caleb Moran in left, batting third. And then for Brent, he's playing shortstop for the Fairfield Indians. Rolando Ramos, he's at first. Bo Smith will be at second base. And then batting seventh, Ben Seitz, the DH. Last night's starter, followed by Jaden Hunter at third base. And DeMarcus Brewster, the catcher, rounding things out in that lineup for these Fairfield Indians. Boatman in right, Kazumi in center, Morant in left, Lesperance, the cleanup batter. He's at short. Ramos at first. Smith, the second baseman. Seitz, the DH. Hunter at third base, and Brewster behind the dish, the battery mate of tonight's starting pitcher for Fairfield, Larry Westbrook. And that's the lineup card submitted by Pujon Bynum of the Fairfield Indians. Face off against Austin Pasma of the Colt 45s, who in his last start versus the Novato Knicks went 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts back on July 25th in a 10-7 win that the Colt 45s would get that evening. Game 1 of this series was a 7-4 victory for the Fairfield Indians. Game 2 was 11-2. That was last night. And in the third game of this series, the rubber match, both teams looking for the series win to get 2 of 3. And Colt 45's Preston Conklin will be leading off. And at shorts, followed by Britton Chirito in right field, batting second. And then Nicholas Pedro at third base, followed by Andrew Moore in the cleanup spot. He's at first. And then Tyler Zanheiser batting fifth. He will be patrolling center field. Then Tyler Jones will be the battery mate of Austin Pasma. He's behind the dish doing the catching, followed by Wade Hutchins, the DH. And then Bradley Blankenship will be in left field. And then Deegan Paulos at second base, batting ninth. That's Conklin at short. Tyrito in right. Caballero at third. Mora, first baseman. Zanheiser in center. Jones, the catcher. Wade Hutchins, the DH. Blankenship in left. And Paulos, the second baseman for the Colt 45s. That's the lineup card submitted by head coach Bob Anderson. One of the players to watch tonight for the Fairfield Indians is that second baseman batting in the sixth spot for the Fairfield Indians, Bo Smith. He had a solo shot on Thursday, and he had a 2-run homer last night that negated the shutout of the Colt 45s. That just didn't quite happen. And not a handshake between Pujon Bynum and Bob Anderson as they break up the meeting out there with the home plate umpire and the two field umpires. And we'll look to get underway here at Tiger Field. That shutout not coming for the 45s, but all around great ball game last night. It was an 11-2 win for the 45s. On the 45 side, no home runs, but they took 3 passes. The errors and the walks were kind of the story of the ball game. 5 errors for Fairfield. Colt 45s had 0 in that statistical category. Fairfield left 4 on base, but they were hitless through the first 4. And it was Nate Sheriff who was just dealing last night until that 5th inning where he gave up a hit. give up a couple of hits, rather, in the fourth and fifth. But other than that, not really a blemish on the scorecard for Nate Sheriff. He had a fantastic final outing for these 45s and put them in a great spot to win the ballgame. Then he walked away with the win and a quality start as the Colt 45s got back into the win column after their 17-game winning streak was shut down. As the 45s will take the field for the final time tonight behind starting pitcher from Clovis, California, Austin Pasma. He will walk out to the mound and begin his warm-up tosses. The Colt 45s donning the yellow tops, the pink top yellow jerseys with the black short sleeves underneath. The Indians and the white bottoms, the Fairfield Indians, the gray bottoms, blue short sleeve tops with the red script across the chest. As Padma concludes his warm tosses, he'll face off against Larry Westbrook, the pitcher, starting pitcher for these Fairfield Indians. And Westbrook for the Indians, getting some burn last night. He is a Sylvania Community College transfer. Lots of Solano and Napa Valley College, some Contra Costa College products on this Fairfield Indians roster. And they will face off against Pasma. Pasma concludes his final warm-up toss here. 320 on the right field line, 320 on the left field line, 358 to the left center gap to the left of the Tiger Field scoreboard. And then 372 right center. And then 406 straight away to the batter's eye, just to the left of those flags out there. It's 101 degrees here at first. Clear blue is overhead at Tiger Field, and we are ready to get underway. The breeze blowing left field to right center, just pushing those flags all around. Sort of a swirling. And Whitman, Kazumi, and Morant to lead things off here against Austin Pasma. As the throwdown by Tyler Jones will be made, and just a great time with some space. Tonight's sponsor of the game, Redding Heating and Air. They have fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com or call 530-223-1332 as the right-hand batter will dig in. And we'll get underway here for the final game of this 2026 summer season. It's Boatman, the right fielder, to face off against Mr. Austin Pasma. Boatman homered with a solo shot on Thursday night, but last night was rendered hitless. He was 0 for 3 with a walk. Pasma peering in as he will await his sign. Bynum, the third base coach, makes his way out to the third base coach's box. Shadows just starting to crawl across the infield. Just over the home plate, and then about half of Pasma's body in the sun as he will set deliver, misses wide for ball one. First pitch comes in at 7:19 p.m. here at Tiger Field. We are underway for the final game of this summer season. Pasma appearing in, glove at the belt. Now comes set. Kicks and takes a little bit of a stumble. Time called in. Not granted or anything. Just started a little spill on the mound and caught himself. Here's the one ball, misses way upstairs for ball two. Two balls and no strikes on two and oh with nobody out here in a scoreless top of the first inning. Pasma kicks and deals out of the stretch. This one misses up and away again. Here's a 3-0 delivery from Pasma, just looking for something like a strike, and he gets one there on the inside corner, right at the belt. Boatman hasn't had a hit since the first game of this series. Here's the 3-1 delivery on the outside corner. That'll fill up the count. Pasma rallies back in the matchup here, right-on-right matchup. The 6-foot 190 righty comes set. The payoff pitch is just off the plate outside, and Boatman works a free pass. He walks to first, and that's the way our ball game begins.
Boatman draws the water.
And now it's the right-hand batter, Kai Kazumi, who had an excellent start in the first game of this series. And he rendered the Colt 45's offense just shut them down, shut those bats down as he takes a call to strike one, top of the zone. Right-hand batter with a slightly open stance. He's deep in the box. Runner on first being held on by Mora. The 0-1 gets a bunt down off the mound to field it as Pasma on the backhand with the barehand throw to first escapes the clutches of Mora off his glove and into foul territory, out of play. And just like that, Fairfield has runners at second and third as both base runners are awarded an extra 90 feet. And that's part of battling the sun there over there at first base. Shadow's just starting to crawl across the field. And Mora with that 6'4" frame, his upper body fully in the sun, and depending on where he plays, almost all of his body in the sun. Just a little bit tough to see the baseball depending on what angle it's coming at, especially in that regard with Pasma. Runners at second and third. Nobody out here in a scoreless top of the first inning. First pitch from Pasma misses up and away with the heater. Pasma with some landscaping there on the hill. Working from the middle part of the rubber. Righty comes set, checks the runners at second and third. Kicks and deals the 1-0. This one's popped up, angling toward the line. A trio of Colt 45s. Chirito into a dive. He's not going to be able to get to it in foul territory. And we'll reset things. One ball and one strike. On Caleb Morant. Caleb Morant had a double in game one of this series. Kazumi got the win in that. He's at second base now. He went 7 1/3, 7 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, two walks, and 5 strikeouts. Here's a 1-1 delivery from Pasma. Just a bit low and away. And very opposite of what we saw from Sheriff last night, who was wheeling and dealing from the get-go last night. No command issues whatsoever. But here in this ballgame, a little bit different for Pasma, trying to settle in. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Fouled back up and out of play. Count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. With nobody out, no double play in order here for the 45s. The delivery from Pasma. Breaking ball is just off the end of the bat. Little flare toward foul territory in front of the Indian dugout. And the first base coach bailing out of the way of Andrew Moore, the first baseman, just hitting the deck and jumping out of the way. It's the 32 of Jaden Hunter, who's set to go to Park University. Park Gilbert in Gilbert, Arizona, down south of Buccaneer. The 2-2. Swung for out number one, and Pasma gets exactly what he was looking for. Now it's a right-hand batting Trevor Lesprintz. Came on in relief last night. He went 2 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 2 Ks in that outing against the 45s, trying to slow down the offense after a rather rough outing from Ben Seitz after the fourth. Pasma with traffic on the base paths right now. Runners at second and third. First pitch of the righty. Swung on and missed for strike one. Chased a fastball up and away out of the zone. Just couldn't catch up to it. Frost breeze blowing here at Tiger Field. 101 degrees at first pitch under blue skies overhead. My goodness. Now, no balls and 2 strikes. Makes you question whether or not I've called a baseball game before. Bluebird skies overhead, and the heat's getting to all of us here at Tiger Field as Pasma looking for another punch out. The 0-2 Misses up and in. Tried the off-speed. Little shrug of the shoulders as he goes for a little saunter around the hill. And leave it to Redding, California to give us the hottest ball game of the year on the last ball game of the year. But what a finale it will be in the rubber game of this series. The 1-2 breaking ball on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Gone. All looking. And Lesperance knew it. He's down on strikes. That is out number two as the runners will hold at second and third. And Bowman and Kazumi, as Rolando Ramos will step to the plate. He had a solo shot in game one of this series as well. Right-hand batter with the open stance. He's deep in the box. Asma comes set. Deep breath. First pitch to him is waved at. Swung on miss for strike one. Fastball off the outside edge about knee height. Just chased it down and away. Asma peering in. Glove at his front leg. Now comes set. Glove at the belt. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Misses wide. Okay. Way outside, even the count at one ball and one strike. Rolando Ramos last night had a pinch hitting roll twice. He struck out swinging and then got thrown out trying for second base on the 2-3-6. So catcher to first to short. That ended the ball game last night. The 1-1, breaking ball up top, got him to chase that one. One ball and two strikes now. Chase that pitch up out of the zone. And then the end of the ball game last night. Some fireworks between both teams. Got a little chippy. Some extracurriculars as they exchanged various words. Not sure exactly what was said, but, you know, body language plays a large role in reading exactly what happened. The 1-2 breaking ball up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Stepping out is Ramos. Now steps back in. That widespread stance. Hasm appears in, gets his sign. Now working from more of the first base side of the rubber. Kicks, deals the 2-2. Misses wide. Now we'll fill the count at three balls and two strikes. That breaking ball just not dropping in the zone or getting a swing and miss from any of these Fairfield Indians batters. Now three balls and two strikes with two outs. The runners will break on contact. Two runners in scoring position here in a scoreless top of the first. The payoff from Pasma. Swung missed. Pasma slams the door after the first two batters get on base. He pitches to rough traffic and strikes out the side here in the top of the first inning. And we're scoreless after the top of the first inning with the Colport coming up in the bottom half. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trust the local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Is going to be Conklin, Chirito, and then Caballero here in a scoreless at the bottom of the first inning. After Pasman pitched around some traffic, they'll face off against the lefty in Larry Westbrook. Westbrook last night with first base for these Fairfield Indians, and he will be the man they look to as Prejean Bynum, the manager, gives the baseball to him tonight in this rubber of the series, trying to take two or three from the 45s. No team has done it yet this season that I can think of, at least, and I taking it back upon correction. The West Coast Kings did so earlier this year. Quick catch of that. West Coast Kings are the only team to beat the 45s twice this year, as the final delivery from Westbrook and his warm-up tosses here, and the throwdown from Brewster, the catcher, who got some burn last night after about the eighth inning, went out there as a defensive replacement. No runs and no hits, no error, and one error for the 45s in the top half. The Fairfield Indians, rather, than the error by the 45s, rather. Just those two runners aboard that were stranded at second and third as ran in batting Conklin to the plate, who earlier this year homered in three straight weekends, including on his birthday. The outfield will shift toward left. First pitch from the left, he misses low and in for ball one. Even stance for the right-hand batting shortstop, just ever so slightly open. Now the 1-0. It's hit in the air toward right, and it's going to be playable for the right fielder. Boatman drifting back toward the track, and will squeeze it on the run. Conklin with a salute, it looked like, in the process after Boatman squeezes it. Tracked it down with the sun just right in his face as it gets behind the tree line here. Over behind us on the third base side. Conklin going opposite field with it as Braden Chirito will step to the plate. Left-hand batter trolling right field tonight with the Sox up high. Him and Mora typically rocking the black Sox all the way up to the kneecaps. There's the first pitch in this left-on-left matchup out of the stretch. Misses up and away for ball one. Southpaw Larry Westbrook bending at the belt. Now comes set from that first base side. Kicks and deals a 1-0. Waved at by Chirito. Trying to stay back on it. And then ended up just not catching up to it. One ball and one strike. The southpaw comes set. Kicks and deals the 1-1 delivery. There's a line shot toward the 3-4 hole and through for a base hit. Chirito singles to help kickstart this 45's offense. Just pulled the ball, then on the hands, and yanked it through the right side as Caballero will step to the plate. He'll be held on by Orlando Ramos at first base. Nicholas Caballero had a double back on Thursday night, and then last night walked, reached on the E5, singled, lined out, hit into a double play, and then walked. He's been solid at the hot corner all year long over that third base. This one in the dirt, caroms off the catcher over his head to the backstop, and taking second base on the wild pitch is Chirito. 45s quickly have a runner in scoring position. One ball and one strike on Caballero here in the scoreless bottom of the first. Fairfield Indians coming at 9-21-2 on the year. 45s at 32-4. And the 1-1 on the outside corner. Called strike two. Some complaints from the crowd early on here tonight. Last season, the 45s went 33-5. So this year they have a chance to tie that win total and beat that loss total. And in 2024 they went 35-4. Now Caballero will call time and walk out of the batter's box. Here's the 1-2 delivery from the lefty. This is up and away.
1-6-8-1-8.
Although the scoreboard reads two balls and one strike. Now the 2-1 delivery from the lefty. Kicks and deals. Misses low for ball three. So three balls and one strike with one out. Caballero at the plate. Here with one out in this bottom of the first inning. The 3-1 delivery is shot foul out of play down the first base side toward the parking lot, and the count will fill at three balls and two strikes. Caballero with some slow swings just to take a deep breath and ready. Three readies. Digs back in. Here's the payoff with one out and the runner on second. And Chirito, foul tipped, goes back to the screen, and we'll do it again at three balls and two strikes. Mora helps retrieve that baseball and gets back to the on-deck circle. Caballero will dig back in, taps the plate with his bat, and even stands for the righty up on the plate, but deep in the box. Here's the payoff yet again from Westbrook. Kicks and deals. Breaking ball is a ground ball past the diving third baseman into left field for a base hit. Up with the ball is Morant holding at third as Chirito as the throw comes through the cutoff man and it's smothered at home by the catcher Brewster. Great job of Brewster to keep that ball in front of him and protect the five hole as there will be runners at the corners now for Andrew Mora. Couple of hits for batters 2 and 3 in Chirito and Caballero. Now Andrew Mora to the plate who struck out twice last night, then popped out, flew out, walked, and flew out to left. And earlier in the year, he did have that legacy ball game where he had a hat trick of home runs, hit three. Two of them were grand slams, had a total of 9 RBIs in one ball game in a 18-4 contest. 18-8 contest, correction on that. This one misses for ball one. My usual colleague, Spencer Schlinge, got to call that game. Here's a 1-0. Wave that to even count up one ball and one strike. Missing that breaking ball. Runners at the corners. Fairfield Indians at double play depth. They have their shortstop, Lesperance, and their second baseman, Smith, shaded up the middle. The 1-1 is a line shot over the head of the runner at first. Caballero had a duck out of the way as it goes into right. The throw comes into the cutoff. Second baseman Smith or the shortstop, Les Brent, as the run comes in to score, and it's an RBI knock for Andrew Mora. And it's a quick 1-0 lead here for the 45s on a trio of singles as the Palisadero native Tyler Zanizer will step up to the plate. Right-hand batter, they'll move the third baseman in on about even with the bag over there at third. Behind the grass. Fairfield Indians still a double play away from getting out of this inning. Here's the first pitch from the lefty. On the inside corner right at the knees, a called strike one. Tyler Zanizer will head out to Oklahoma Baptist University this fall, a D2 out in the Midwest. Here's the 0-1 delivery. With one out, breaking ball. Rainbow's in there on the outer half for a called strike two. I should say the southwest, which if we're talking Little League regions, that's exactly where that is. Here's the 0-2 with one out from the lefty, Larry Westbrook. He kicks and deals the 0-2. Misses way wide and smothered there by Brewster, the backstop. Keeps that in front of him and keeps the runners from advancing. One ball and two strikes. Here to the right-hand batting Zanizer. The Shasta College product. Now the 1-2 with one out. The infield shifted to pole, playing behind the runners. Misses up and away. Moves the count to two balls and two strikes. Larry Westbrook working slow as far as most starting pitchers are concerned. Trying to keep this Colt 45 offense just kind of off balance. The 2-2 is in the dirt, skips all the way past the catcher to the backstop, and both runners will advance 90 feet. That takes away the double play threat and also puts two runners in scoring position. As the count moves to three balls and two strikes on Tyler Zannheiser. Just some command issues here for Westbrook. The lefty peers in, and I will pitch out of the windup, the payoff. Misses low and in for ball four. That will load the bases. Tyler Jones, the plate now, the catcher, he got on base. The courtesy runner for Roman Brown, who got on base all five times last night. Now, Prejean Bynum will walk out to the mound. And just acting over with his starting pitcher, Westbrook, along with his catcher, Brewster. It's the whole Fairfield Indian infield kind of lingering around, along with the outfield. As the Colt 45's offense takes a break on his third base outside. Just talking things over, see how they want to play this right here. With one out and a 1-0 ball game that they lead here in the home half of the first. They will make their way back along with everybody else. As everyone disperses. Base is loaded. Tyler Jones to the plate. Tyler Jones, also a local product from Shasta High School, headed to Feather River.
Now batting with the base is loaded.
Which is coached by Drew Bumgartner. Who is coaching first base, or has been coaching first base. Drew Bumgarner was also a relief pitcher at Feather River College from 2018 to 2022. Now the delivery to Jones, right-hand batter, widespread stance from that right side. And it's going to miss low and in. It plunks the inner ankle of the right leg of Tyler Jones, who's writhing in pain. He's going to walk that one off and flips the padding off in frustration. So we'll get a run in. Caballero trots in to score on the hit batter. Not the way you want to get aboard, but he'll take the run. It's 2-0 now. The 45s lead it as Wade Hutchings to the plate. The designated hitter.
Going to be an adult Disney bat race.
It's actually Blake Schwert. So a line of, oh, no, I take that back. It is Hutchings. Blake Schwert, no longer with the team. Threw me off, sporting that number 12. Right-hand batter. Wade Hutchings, a new addition to the team as of a couple of weekends ago. Widespread stance for the righty, even stance. Force at every base for the Indians. Breaking ball in the inner half, a called strike one. They got out of a couple bases loaded jams, unscathed one time, and then the second time just let across a couple of runs last night. The pitchers were able to pitch around the traffic. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball misses up and away. Evens count at one ball and one strike. Still with one out, a double play. Well, end things for the 45s. The 1-1 delivery. Swung on a miss for strike two. And we saw it a couple of times last night from the Fairfield Indians that they pulled the corners in here on the grass. With a 1-2 count right here on right-hand batting Hutchings. The 1-2 waved at breaking ball up and away. It was just trying to throw the barrel at it, foul it off, but instead goes around. And this is it. He goes down swinging for out number two. That will bring up Bradley Blankenship, the left fielder. That was just a little excuse me swing. Blankenship last night walked, reached on an error, reached on the fielder's choice, struck out, and walked. He was also in left field last night. And as I was saying, with the corners in, they'll go home to get the lead runner. This one's hit in the air toward right. Playable for the right fielder, Boatman, who will settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number three, and the side is retired. A couple of runs across for the 45s. Good And tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit readingheatingandair.com or call 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
You are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'd like to say a special thank you to Carl and Linda Bott and all the listeners and sponsors for a great season.
Yo, one of the line shots for the right center gap. It's going to go all the way to the low. Rounding second and heading for third is Pettingill. He's going to dig in at third. Wide turn of the bag. He's headed home. The throw in is not going to be in time. And D'Amico Parker with a stand up triple and a pose in front of the Colt 45. Grounded back towards Fraser. Can't get it. Bare hand play by the shortstop. Quick throw to first in time. Mark Anthony Carroll. A flash of the leather. No, a flash of the bare hand. Charges in off balance throws. Slings at the first. On the outside corner. Ring him up.
Facing off against right hand hitting. The right hand throwing Austin Asmo kicks and deals. This is way inside for ball one. Quickly 1-0 to the second baseman, Smith, who again had that solo shot on Thursday night and then had the two-run homer last night in the ninth that kept this Fairfield Indian team from being shut out. Here's a 1-0 to the right hand batter on the inside corner. Even the count at one ball and one strike. Asma kicks and deals the 1-1 right there, just a bit low, over but low. Two and one. This one right in there on the inner half to even the count at two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 from Pasma out of the windup misses up and away. Now the count fills at three balls and two strikes. And a check swing fouls it off, just barely. And the count will stay full at three balls and two strikes. To Bo Smith. Smith, Seitz, and Hunter do up for the Indians. Shadows covering most of the field now. The payoff, swung on and missed, pops out of the glove of Jones, who gets clonked with a bat as he applies the tag, trying to duck out of the way. Just got barely touched by it. Four straight strikeouts for Austin Pasma. Now Ben Seitz to the plate. Left-hand batter. Looks like he'll be the lone left-hand bat in this Indians lineup. Last night's starter for the Indians. Went 4 2/3, 7 hits, 7 runs, but only 2 earned. So he takes a pitch off the outside edge for ball one. He allowed 3 walks and 5 Ks through 95 pitches. Apart from the defensive breakdown behind him, that was an effort amongst all the Fairfield Indians. There's a 1-0 skied here. Third base, that's out territory. Caballero playable for him, and we'll squeeze it beyond the coach's box here on this near side. And that is out number two. Now Jaden Hunter to the plate. The third baseman. Now it's the right hand batting Jaden Hunter. Takes this one up and away for ball one. Two gone quickly for the Indians. And a two-run deficit. It's 2-0. The 45s lead it here in the top of the second inning. Pasma kicks and deals. The 1-0 skips it in there. Moves the counts 2-0. Jaden Hunter last night got the start at shortstop. Struck out three times and grounded it out. He was one strikeout short of the golden sombrero. As Jones, I think he just broke his glove. The webbing coming undone. That's why you have a backup glove with you at all times. Might have to jog down to the far side of the bench. We get a break in the action here. On KCNR Shasta Reading, a great time to thank Carl and Linda Bott with KCNR, providing us with a chance to bring you guys some great baseball. We got David Wiley back in the studio engineering things for us. Alex Parker, one of our other producers, has got some burn this season. He got to do a few games. And then, of course, I had Spencer Schlange, my colleague, with me all season long. Did a phenomenal job, including filling in for me and slid solo for the first couple of times in his very young broadcasting career. As Jones gets a new set of equipment, some new leather thrown on that left hand. They're breaking the webbing. And most catchers usually keep 1 to 2 gamers with them, those gloves that are just really broken in. And thankfully has a backup one with him. Not every day you break one in a summer collegiate league, as this one, this pitch is on the inside corner right at the belt for a called strike one. Two balls and one strike to Jaden Hunter, the third baseman. Controlling that hot corner tonight for the Indians. Wide open stance for the righty. Swings and misses at this fastball on the inner half. Tied him up inside. Two balls and two strikes with two gone here in the top of the second. Pasma deals the 2-2. Swung on and missed. And the side is retired. The last six batters, five have K'd, courtesy of Austin Pasma, as the Fairfield Indians go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the second inning here in a 2-0 ball game that the 45s lead. Tonight's game sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Give them a call at 530-223-1332.
Hits hard. Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com.
old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Here in the 2-0 bottom of the second, Paulos, Conklin, and Pirito. Larry Westbrook, Deegan Paulos, a Cottonwood, California native, headed to Sac City College. Didn't even have to look at my notes for that one because Chad Johnson, our public address announcer out here at Tiger Field, is just so good at his job. Southpaw deals upstairs for ball one. Way up and out of the zone. To the right-hand batting, Conklin has just played some phenomenal defense at short. Played some phenomenal defense at second base. Conklin on deck, who's also played some phenomenal defense at shortstop for the 45s. That whole infield this year has just been absolutely unreal. Here's the 2-0 delivery from the lefty Westbrook. Misses way up and away, breaking ball that just didn't quite break. Count now, 3 balls and no strikes to the 45's second baseman. Now the 3-0 from Westbrook, around a punt as Paulos pulls back, takes one on the outside corner for a called strike one. 3 balls and 1 strike. The breeze picking up, blowing left to right field, in a little bit from left field. The 3-1, it's a breaking ball, turning away from it as Paulos, and he'll take it inside. So he works the free pass, and talked about it a lot this year. The walks and the hit by pitches to the 45s is really what's helped them just get propelled to the lead, and it's usually been by a lot, turns the game into a boat race. That was the case last night. So far, it looks like it might be the case here tonight. They can take advantage of it, string hits together with those free passes. So lefty kicks and deals out of the stretch, fouled back to the screen, off the top of the netting, and Kieran scored the crowd. Free souvenir for a fan. Oh and one to the right-hand batting Conklin. With the runner on first, Paulos being held on by the first baseman, Ramos. The 0-1 on the inside corner right at the knees for a called strike two. No balls and 2 strikes. With nobody out, the Indians have double played depth, but shifted the pull toward the third base side. The 0-2, breaking ball, misses low and in, and actually plunks the knee of Conklin, so he'll take first base on the hit-by-pitch. That puts runners at first and second for the second time tonight in as many innings. As we are here in the home half of the second. Now it's the left-hand batting Chirito to the plate. Left-hand batter with the stocks up high. Deep in the box, the open stance. Takes upstairs, up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes, nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Swing and a miss from Chirito. One ball and 1 strike. With nobody out as the lights come on here at Tiger Field.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
In full effect here on KCNR, Shasta Redding. 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. We're online at KCNRradio.com. Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us. David Wiley back in the studio engineering things for us. The finale of this 2026 summer season, it's a 2-1 count on Chirito with runners at first and second, and nobody out here in the home half of the second. The 2-1, breaking ball, caroms around off the umpire's mask. He'll take a deep breath and give some thumbs up as the catcher will take his time getting this baseball back to his pitcher. Allow the home plate umpire to shake that one off. 2 balls and 2 strikes after the foul ball from Chirito. With nobody out here in the bottom of the second, the 45 is looking to stack some more runs on the board. The 2-2 as the wind just really blowing in from left field now, the 2-2. Breaking ball is in toward the head of Chirito. Leaning out of the way of it, goes off the helmet, and he will take first base. It's another hit batter that will load the bases. After some command issues early on from Larry Westbrook, not what you want if you're the Fairfield Indians here in the rubber match of this series. And Prejean Bynum is going to come out to the mound, collect the whole infield with the bases loaded and nobody out. 2-0. The Indians had a bullpen game last night. They used 4 relievers. They do not want to do that tonight, but they will relieve Westbrook of his duties as he goes an inning plus. He faces a total of 11 batters here, and it will be a new pitcher on in relief for the Fairfield Indians coming out of the pen. So coming off the out of the bench. And it looks like it will be Rolando Ramos to come pitch for the Fairfield Indians. And we're going to cut to break to allow him to make his warm-up tosses here on KCNR 2-0. In the bottom of the second, it's going to be Cavallaro versus the new reliever for the Indians when we return after this.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Rolando Ramos out there for the Indians now. And Jaden Hunter moves from third to first. So we'll get some housekeeping in order here as the second baseman Smith is now over at third, which is where Hunter was. And then at second base is the 15 of Zach O'Reilly out of Solano Community College. And hopefully these defensive changes keep to a minimum. We had it last night, just a slew of substitutions. Makes for some messy scorekeeping here on our end. So Caballero to the plate, more on deck. The bases are loaded as Bob Anderson is checking his lineup card with the home plate umpire to make sure everyone's on the same page here. And even the home plate umpire, confused and a little unsure of what exactly just transpired, is Justino Casas. Get some Gatorade to his pitcher, Rolando Ramos. So Westbrook went an inning plus, faced 11. As Caballero to the plate, he singled us last time up and then would come around to score the second run of this ball game. Bases were kept, were left loaded, rather, as Caballero takes a ball way on the inside and on his hands. Caballero with some cheers and applause from the crowd as cash prize will be awarded if he hits a grand slam here. We've seen a handful this year. I think a total of 5 grand slams. More, of course, with those 2 in the same game. And we also had 4 walk-offs here in this season. This one's hit in the air. Caballero with the best flip. He's done it. It's a grand slam as he hits it out onto the streets. Commanding the flag. He welcomes Rolando Ramos to this ball game and shakes things up here as the 45s now have a 5-0 lead here in this 2026 summer finale. Paulos, Conklin, and Chirito coming around to score. Like that, this game has really just been something for the 45s offensively already. An exclamation point thrown on the lead. 5-0 through an inning plus. Now Andrew Mora to the plate. All three of those four runs were charged to the starting pitcher in Larry Westbrook.
This $100 bill is hit straight to the beer.
Has now a 6-0 lead for the 45s. Mora takes outside for ball one. Now the 1-0 off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes to the lefty. Swings and just gets a piece of this one. Makes the count 2-1. Left-hand batting Mora, who's leading the team in home runs this year, as far as I know. No access to the statistics this year. It's the 2-1, and therefore called strike one. Two and two, and off the outside edge to fill the count at 3-2 to the left-hand hitting first baseman. Mora readies as the righty kicks and deals a payoff and shot fouled on the first base side. Mora, 6'4", 195, out of Lemoore, California and Reedley Junior College. He was on the team last year. Led the team in walks and RBIs, if I remember correctly. Here's the payoff again, up and away for ball four. It will work a free pass as Tyler Zanizer will step to the plate. He was stranded at second in the previous inning. Zanizer to the plate. Taking over in center field full time for DJ Parker after he made his way out to Hawaii Pacific a couple of weekends ago, where he will be playing college baseball at the D2 level. Zanizer takes a called strike one. Here's the 0-1 delivery from the righty, misses low and in. One ball and one strike to Zanizer, who walked his last time up. Open stance for the right-hand hitter. The 1-1 delivery with Mora on first. Zanizer turning away from this one. It's ball two. Mora being held on by the first baseman, Hunter. After just a slew of substitutions here in the second inning. Now the 2-1. Misses upstairs for ball three. 3-1 to the center fielder for the 45s. The 3-1 swung on and missed for strike two. Chased the off speed on the outer half. Three and two. Here's the payoff from the righty Ramos. Misses upstairs for ball four. Mora was breaking on the pitch. That puts runners at first and second.
0-1-5-3.
Three walks and two hit batters in the inning, and then a home run. And that's just been the story of tonight so far.
Homer. Let's see the ticket. California.
So four free passes as Tyler Jones will step to the plate. He was hit by pitches last time up off that right leg, the inner ankle bone. Not a fun place to get hit. Although he is a catcher. He's been hit in far worse places. First pitch to him. This is up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. With nobody out, runners at first and second. The Fairfield Indians looking for a ground ball as this one misses up and in for ball two. The Indians just praying for an unproductive out at this point as Brewster is going to walk out to the mound, chat things over with his pitcher Ramos.
Pardon me. Do you have any great thoughts?
I want to make sure they're on the same page. Get his pitcher Ramos to settle in. Doesn't want this game to get more out of hand than it already is. There's a lot of baseball left to be played, but can't give up too much too early on. Here's the delivery from the righty. The 2-0 is fouled back to the screen. It's going to come down to a throw strikes situation. And if you can throw strikes, you're going to get swings. If there's contact made, there's contact made, but just hope it finds the glove of a 45. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Skied foul territory beyond the Fairfield Indian dugout on the first base side. Be out of play as the count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones digs back in as the righty Ramos with a new baseball. He comes set. Shadows covering all the field now. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Actually, foul tipped and held on. Jones slams his bat in frustration as he goes down for out number one. And now the 8th batter of the inning. And Wade Hutchings to the plate. He K'd his last time up. That was against Larry Westbrook. First pitch to him, misses wide. For ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's a 1-0 delivery from the righty with runners at first and second. Catches the bottom of the zone. That'll even the count at 1-1. The wind swirling in from left and pushing out toward right center. So center field, which is shaded toward left right now. So center fielder Kazumi. So this one is going to come in on Hutchings, turning away from it, and it catches the elbow pad, I believe. Might have caught the forearm of his right hand. Can't really tell just as he's turned away. That will load the bases. That sounded painful, which makes me believe it didn't go off the padding, but actually off the forearm. It's another hit batter, and now the 9th batter of the inning in Bradley Blankenship. He flew out to right his first time up. Bob Anderson is going to come out and he's going to jog all the way to first and chat with Bradley Blankenship. Make sure he's all right. We get a break in the action. Some confabulations going on both corners here. Morton and Zanies are chatting at third. Now, John Downey is going to jog on over to the on-deck circle. Things over with Blankenship and Paulos. It's Bob Anderson goes out and gets the protective gear from Mr. Hutchings and also has a chat in the process as the bases are loaded. Now to the plate comes Blankenship. Right-hand batter. Takes a call, strike one. Now the 0-1 delivery from the righty, Ramos with a deep breath. This one's fouled back out of play for strike two. No balls and 2 strikes to Blankenship, who flew to right his first time up. Coming set is Ramos, working from the stretch, kicks, deals, the 0-2, goes behind the runner, Blankenship caroms off the backstop, and everyone will hold at first, second, and third. The Indians draw the corners in, they'll gun down the runner at home and use the force out to their advantage, save a run from coming across. They did so last night a couple of times in the same situation. Righty Ramos comes set again, working from the third base side, the 1-2, in the dirt, caroms away from the catcher, recovered by Ramos, and he's not going to flip it home. He's just going to hold on to it as everyone will move up 90 feet on the wild pitch. It's going wide of the plate. Coming to score is Mora. Van Nizer moves to third. Hutchings to second. As Blankenship now with a 2-2 count after a couple of balls. It was blocked by the catcher, but then carried up the first base side and back into fair territory. Ramos was going to flip it toward home, but just ran out of time. Here's a ground ball toward the second baseman, charging. Glove hand flips to first in time for the 4-3. That is out number two, as the Colt 45s officially bat around here. Run comes in to score. It's now 8-0. Getting the job done. 8-0 here in the second inning is Paulos, who left this game, will step to the plate. First pitch to him is a fastball up and away for ball one. Here's the 1-0 delivery. It's chopped toward the shortstop, handles the tough hop off the lip, and it's over his head in the left field for a base hit. Home field advantage displayed there as Paulos gets the RBI knock as the inning extends and Preston Conklin will step to the plate. It's now 9-0. The 45s lead it. They're one run away from double digits. The right hand batting, Conklin to the plate. Skies this one. Foul territory. First base side, first baseman giving chase, but it's out of play as a trio of Indians behind him. Hunter, O'Reilly, and Boatman with him. Conklin has flown out to right and been hit by a pitch. That was earlier in this inning that he was hit. All the Fairfield Indians get back to their respective spaces and places. No balls and one strike. The wind slowly dying down. Now the 0-1, this is up and in. One ball and one strike. Ramos comes set. Kicks and deals the 1-1 on the inside corner at the knees, a called strike two. Here's a 1-2 delivery from Ramos. A deep breath. The infield playing behind the runner on. Ground ball toward the shortstop. Handles this one cleanly. He'll go to first, and it is in time for the 6-3 putout as the inning finally comes to a close. 7 runs stacked on for the 45s. After 2 complete, they lead by a score of 9-0. Tonight's game sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Give them a call 530-223-1332.
When the heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
When a heat hits hard, Redding Heating and Air is here to keep you comfortable throughout the summer. From fast, reliable repairs to full system installs, our certified technicians do it right the first time. Need clean air? We've got indoor air quality solutions too. Family owned, locally trusted. Call Redding Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Or visit reddingheatingandair.com. Redding Heating and Air. Comfort you can count on.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Get ready for a night of pure country gold. A true star and entertainer, Tracy Lawrence, is coming to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center stage Saturday, September 5th. Sing along to the hits that defined a generation. Tickets start at just $55. Time marches on. Don't let this show pass you by. Get your tickets today. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Grab your boots. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Four pitch walk is you to Brewster as this one's hitting the air toward left center gap. It's going to get down for a hit. Zanizer trying to backhand on a hop, loses the glove. Bare hand throw in, and runners at second and third is a stand up double for Ethan Boatman. Just like that, the Indians are threatening here in the top of the third inning. Zanizer unable to fielded it cleanly, lost his glove in the process. Now Kazumi to the plate with the open stance. Deep in the box, a right-hand batter. Takes a missed pitch outside the zone for ball one. Kazumi, his first time up, reached on the E1. There's a 1-0. Waved at. Evens count at one ball and one strike. And Kazumi went 7 2/3, got 7 1/3 rather, got the win on Thursday night. Helped set up this rubber game of the series. As both teams are looking to win the series, Pasma rears back. There's a fastball low and away. His count moves to 2-1. There's the 2-1 delivery from Pasma. This one's grounded toward the second baseman. Paulus waiting for it. They'll surrender the run. Flipped first in time for the 4-3. And Kazumi gets the job done. Gets an RBI. He hits it to the right side of the infield. Both runners get to move up 90 feet. With one out. And a 9-1 ball game. Fairfield Indians making a dent here in the third. As this one is taken low out of the zone by Caleb Morant. Over but low. With the runner on third. Lots of baseball left to be played. Only an 8-run advantage for the 45s. Here in this top of the third. This one's skied up and away out of play.
Everybody's here.
Count moves to one ball and one strike. That double by Boatman, by the way, swung on and missed for strike two. That double by Boatman was the first hit for the Fairfield Indians. the 1-2. Waved at. Down on strikes goes Morant for the second time tonight. That is strikeout number 6 for Mr. Pasma. Now the right end hitting Trevor Lesprince to the plate. He struck out looking his first time up. With two outs here in the top of the third inning, breaking ball drops in there on the inside corner for a called strike one.
A reminder that
Asma, breaking ball on the outside corner, drops it in there. Now the 0-1 to Lesperance is fouled back to the screen. The 1-1, rather, fouled back to the screen for strike two. With two gone here in the top of the third. One inning, one run scratch across here in this third inning. Breaking ball misses just barely up and away. Rick Parsons, the home plate umpire, decides no. Now Pasma comes set. Kicks and deals a 2-2. Breaking ball freezes his left sprint the second straight time tonight. He strikes out, and he is down. O'Lookin is the side. His retired one run across, but stranded over there at third is Boatman. The side is retired. After 2.5 complete, it's 9-1. The 45s lead it. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332 today.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Chirito lead things off, Caballero, and then Mora do up behind him. Braden Chirito, left-hand batter with the socks up high. Rolling right field tonight. Swings on this one, skies it, but toward foul territory on the third base side and out of play. Let's count. Now one ball and one strike on the 45's right fielder. One ball and one strike, nobody out here in the home half of the third. Ramos kicks and deals a breaking ball off the plate outside about belt high. Two balls and one strike, as dictated by Rick Parsons, the home plate umpire. 2-1. This is low for ball three. Chirito has singled and been hit by a pitch tonight. This one's hit in the air towards center. Drifting back is Kazumi, and he will lose it in the wind, and Chirito will cruise into second base with a stand-up double as he throws on the brakes. Thought about turning at second and trying for third, but he's going to hold at second with a stand-up double. It was over Kazumi's head. It looked like it was going to be playable. It hung up there, but then Kazumi just kind of lost it in the wind that I said previously was swirling out there, in from left and then out toward right center. And it has ended up playing a factor tonight.
Third baseman, number six, Nicholas Caballero.
Now Nicholas Caballero to the plate. He had that grand slam his last time up. Right-hand batter with an even stance. Runner at second. He's in scoring position. That's Chirito. Pitch taken inside for ball one. Here's the 1-0 delivery with that breeze still blowing in from left and out toward right center, but pushing out more towards center field right beyond that batter's eye. Two balls and no strikes. Coming set is Rolando Ramos here in his first full inning of work. The 2-0 is fouled off the foot of Caballero. He'll go for a little saunter back behind home plate. He's now moves to 2-1. Two and one with nobody out. Ramos checks the runner at second. Now peers in at his catcher, Brewster. Kicks and deals a 2-1. Hit in the air toward left, but playable for Morant this time. And he'll barely even move and squeeze the line shot for out number one.
Yeah.
Caballero barreled it, but it was right at the left fielder, Morant.
It's going to go to 30574. Who has 30574?
With one out, now runner at second, that's Mora.
Ladies stand. Ladies stand.
This one taken for a called strike one.
First baseman, number
25. First baseman Moore to the plate. He's singled and walked tonight.
Robert Hanson.
Makes a called strike. Take the back counts. Now 0-2. Scoreboard had it wrong. Thought I was completely off my rocker. So 0-2 count on Mora. The 0-2 is hit in the air towards center, but playable for the center fielder, Kazumi, right to the track, looking up, and it's gone. The ball just kept carrying, it caught the wind, and Moore hits it out of the street. The second 45s, and Mora throwing some more sparks here for this summer season finale. It's another on the year, and the power hitting first baseman clubs one out to left center field. Had me completely fooled. Skied it toward left center. Kazumi gave chase and then just stopped running as it caught the wind and carried out over that left center fence. Now Tyler Zanizer to the plate, who's walked twice tonight. It's a called strike one. The 0-1 is popped up foul out of play. The catcher Brewster with a look, but out of play, unable to get to it. No balls and two strikes with one out. Zanizer ready as Ramos out of the windup kicks and deals. Misses inside. One ball and two strikes to the 45 center fielder. The 1-2, foul back to the screen, just throwing the wood at it. He's kind of holds it 1-2. Zanizer readjusts as Ramos will climb back up the front slope of the mound. Just trying to get a 45's batter out at this point are the Fairfield Indians. The 1-2 out of the windup, turning away from it is Zanizer. That's ball two. As the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field. For the final time this season, Zanizer takes outside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Now the pitch is hit in the air toward right, giving chase is Bowman right to the track, looking up, and it's not even sure. It's in play. It's off the top of the wall. Zanizer rounding second, trying for third, the swim tag, and the relay, the throw in, and Zanizer out at third. There was some disputes among the umpires as the first base umpire shifting over, DJ Loveless, made his way out toward right field, said it went off the top of the wall, said the ball's in play, and the relay from Boatman to Lesprince to Smith. So right field to short to third, and Zanizer thrown out at third, trying to get the triple. Here's a race on the 8-6-5. And now Tyler Jones to the plate, who's been hit by a pitch and struck out swinging tonight. The 0-1 delivery out of the windup, hit in the air toward right center field. The right fielder Bowman giving chase, looking up right to the wall, and this one is out onto the streets. Tyler Jones, the hometown kid with a fist bump, hits one out here at Tiger Field as the 45 is now up by 10. Forty-fives utilizing this launch pad that Tiger Field can be. It's now 12-1. Still with two outs as Hutchings will step to the plate. Right hand batter.
Now batting. He's the big hitter, number 12, Wade Hutchings.
Swings and misses for strike one. And Tyler Jones showing off the pop. Now this one's grounded toward the second baseman, circling O'Reilly. Charges, throws off bounce toward first in time for the 4-3 putout. And the side is retired. Two home runs in the inning. Three runs scratched across by the 45s. As they tack more on, they lead by a score of 12-1 here at the end of three. You're tuned in to KCNR, Shasta Redding. Redding Heating and Air, tonight's sponsor of the game, Fast Day Steer Repairs and Installations by local experts. RedningHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air. Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Yeah. 12-5 lead it. Pasma's still working here for the 45s. Try to get in line to get the win and go at least five here in his final outing.
Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Indians. First baseman, now pitcher.
Rolando Ramos. And blockbuster trade going on right now between none other than the Dodgers and the Tigers. Of course, the Dodgers getting the Detroit Tigers ace Tarik Skubal. And the Detroit Tigers right now in the middle of a ball game. They're playing down at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. They're playing the A's. And Tarik Skubal, the ace of their staff, one of the top pitchers in baseball in the last decade, is going to head down to Los Angeles, California to play for the Dodgers. As this one's a line shot into left field for a base hit for Rolando Ramos. Throws on the brakes with a wide turn at first after it's misplayed briefly in left field.
Ramos racing on the left field for a single.
He lines one to left for the single. That will bring up Bo Smith. Fairfield Indians slowly but surely tonight just starting to hit the ball a little bit harder. They'd like it to show on the scoreboard a lot more, but eventually something will sneak through. Mora will hold on Ramos at first. Bo Smith struck out swinging his first time up back in the second. It's the first pitch to him. Misses low. Squeaks through Jones' legs, and holding at first is Ramos.
Kids, no running in or around the stands. Parents, please make sure your kids are not running.
Now a 1-0 count on the right-hand hitting third baseman now. Shifted over there in the second inning. This one misses for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The 45s playing at double play depth with Conklin and Paulos, the shortstop and second baseman, shaded up the middle. This one's grounded third base side foul. Caballero in foul territory on the backhand. Slips toward the 45 dugout. Inspect the baseball and see if it's still good enough to use in the game. 2-1 to Smith. Bo Smith had a solo shot on Thursday and then a two-run homer last night. That was off of Tyler Shepard, fellow Simpson University Redhawk. Called games for him this last season as this one misses. Count now 3-1. Here's the 3-1 delivery from the righty Pasma. Deep breath, kicks, steals in the dirt. Jones tried to block it. It caroms up and away. He can't find it. And with it being ball four, just holding at second base is Ramos. As runners on first and second now. Again, Pasman, his last outing went 6 innings against the Novato Knicks. Eric Winchester will saunter on out to the mound, gathering the whole infield. He's going to talk things over with everybody. Slow things down here for Austin Pasma. The whole infield gathers. Runners at first and second for the Fairfield Indians. Ben Seitz to the plate. The DH. Ben Seitz also had a solo shot on Thursday night, and he started the game last night. Eric Winchester, pitching coach out at Shasta College, and owns about 10 to 15 individual and team records with the Simpson University Redhawks here in Reading. Watched him pitch in my tenure at Simpson University. As everyone will make their way back. This is first and second. And Jeff Johnson just announced that Eric Winchester is in fact set to go back to Simpson University as an assistant coach with the baseball team there. That one was under wraps the last couple of years. There's a line shot toward right. If it's there, it's gone, and it's just foul. Just a little bit out in front was Ben Seitz. Pulled it to the south side of the 310 mark out there, where Gerlinger steel is imprinted on the foul pole. Just barely yanked it a little bit too far. little bit out in front. Now an 0-1 count after the long and loud foul ball. Here's the 0-1. This is upstairs. Evens the count up at one ball and one strike. As I was saying about Winchester, knows how to throw a baseball. 10 to 15 personal and team records at Simpson University from wins, strikeouts per year, all that. Here's the 1-1. Just misses low and in. So, be fun to have him back at Simpson and helping out those young college kids. Two balls and one strike. Rick Parsons endures some jawing from the crowd back behind him. Here's the 2-1 delivery. This is way upstairs for ball three, turning away from it with sights. 3-1. Tapping to play with his bat is sights. Three readies. Pasma with traffic on the base paths working from the stretch. Here's the 3-1 delivery. On the inside corner, called strike two. Seitz looked like he thought he might have had the walk. Now the count fills at 3-2. With nobody out, the 45's shifted to pull on the infield and the left-hand batting Seitz. The payoff is towards shallow right center field. Chirito giving chase. He'll squeeze it there, loses the cap in the process as he chases it down. And the runners will hold at first and second. Chirito having to make a long run. Wish we could get some StatCast numbers on that one. Probably about 120, 150 feet maybe. It was shifted toward the line out there and right. Now Jaden Hunter to the plate, who struck out swinging his first time up. First pitch to him is grounded toward Moore at first. Gathers there. He's going to go to second for one. The relay back to first with Pasma recovering is not in time. Moving to third is Ramos. Out at second is Smith. And reaching on the fielder's choice is actually a pinch hitter. It was the 10 of Lawrence Westbrook, who was tonight's starting pitcher. So it goes by Larry, but listed on the roster as Lawrence Westbrook, a Solano Community College player. As DeMarcus Brewster is now set to come up to the plate, but there's going to be a confabulation here between the trio of umpires and Parsons, Loveless, and Ballers. Cat things over to see if that call at first is going to stand or not. It was turned first baseman Mora to the shortstop, Conklin, and then back toward first with Pasma covering. And they're going to call him out. And so a double play will end things on the 3-6-1 double play. And the side is retired as one is stranded on the board for the Indians. They get one hit in the inning and no runs. It's crashed across through 3.5 complete. It's the 45-12. And the Fairfield Indians won tonight's game, is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. Trusted local HVAC pros right here in Redding, California. Call 530-223-1332 today.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Redding Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Redding Heating and Air.
Learn more at RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Hey, Tilly and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Tilly, and the team at Redding provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Redding Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line.
Over the Fairfield Indians in this bottom of the fourth inning. Face off against Blankenship Hollows and then the top of the order in Preston Conklin.
I hope you are what?
12-1 ball game. 45s lead. Pretty much set to take the rubber match of this series and take two of three from the Fairfield Indians after the Indians knocked them off in game one by a score of 7-4, but since then, it has been all Colt 45s. It's the first pitch to Blankenship. This is going away for ball one.
Bill Collins is the winner of our Cotton Stealing $500.
Blankenship has flown out to right and grounded out tonight.
Number and he will be called.
Coming set is Hutchins from Contra Costa Community College. This one's grounded toward the third baseman and called foul. Just by a hair. Beautiful pick on the backhand. Was going to make a strong throw across, but called foul.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the 45s. Left fielder, number 30. Bradley.
Now no balls and two strikes on Blankenship. For Ramos, two innings, six hits, seven runs. All were earned. Here's a 2-1 to Blankenship. Is fouled. Back toward the 45 on deck circle as the count moves to 2-2. Two walks and one strikeout in his outing tonight. The 45s have only struck out twice tonight. Here's the 1-2 delivery to Blankenship. Off speed and fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. For the 45's 12 runs on 9 hits, 1 error. For Fairfield, 1 run on 2 hits and no errors. Here's the 1-2. Check swing, low and away, and no appeal. Able to hold up was Blankenship. Keeping that barrel of the bat back.
From Lakehead, California,
where I was today. Just chilling out there at the lake in this 104 day. This next one misses low for ball three. Three balls and two strikes to catcher Brewster. Catching that baseball way close to the plate. Pretty much over the triangulated bottom part of the home plate. Here's the payoff from the righty Hutchins. Breaking ball, skied toward right center field. On the move is Boatman, playable for him in the gap. And he will squeeze it for out number one. The first batter since the first inning. First batter of the inning to be out. Lead things off here as Deegan Paulus will step to the plate. He's walked and singled tonight. Last night. Paulus in that 9 spot. Singled, had a sack bunt, reached on the E5, grounded to the pitcher, and then reached on the E6. As he wears this one on the back, on the small of his back, and he'll take first base on the hit by pitch. Not the most fun place to wear a pitch, but... By the way, another free pass issued to the 45s. As Preston Conklin will dig in, the leadoff man. He's flown to right, been hit by a pitch, and grounded out to short. Takes outside the zone for ball one. It's the 1-0 waved at, ball in the dirt. Catcher unable to hold on to it. Cameron's up and over him, and then taking second base on the wild pitch is Deegan Paulos on the heads-up play. So the umpires will shift around to near the second base and third base bags. That wind's still swirling out and around in left center. Here's the 1-1. Hit in the air toward right. It's going to cut over and land in fair territory. The outfield was shaded toward left. Boatman to play it back. Rounding third. Coming to score is Paulos. The throw to the shortstop. The relay. The throw to third is going to be high toward the Colt 45 dugout. Hitting the deck is the third base coach, John Downey. And awarded another 90 feet is Preston Conklin as he will come in to score. The triple. And now three runs across in the inning. Two runs across in the inning for the 45s. And it's the left-hand hitting Chirito to the plate.
Six. Nine.
So a round tripper. Pretty unconventional one. Left-hand batter with the Sox up high. Bowman, the right fielder, was shaded toward that center field, right, the right center gap in, more toward the right field side, obviously, patrolling out there. Had a long way to run as it landed about 5 to 6 feet fair of the right field foul line, and then caromed into foul territory. It's a long throw, and a strong throw from Bowman as this one's rolled over toward the second baseman, gathered there by O'Reilly, flips to first. In time for the 4-3. That is out number two. Here in the bottom of the fourth. 2-7-3-2. In this 14-1 ball game. Caballero has singled, homered, and lined out tonight. Lined out to left his last time up. The 0-1 is grounded toward the third baseman and just foul. Oh and two to Caballero now. The 0-2 is grounded toward the second baseman on the backhand, flips it back up to himself, gathered there, but he's just going to have to hold on to it as Caballero is going to be safe at first base. On the hard hit ground ball, O'Reilly on the backhand gathered it but flipped it back up, just couldn't handle it cleanly with some weird spin on it. Now Mora to the plate. Caballero being held on by the first baseman Hunter. First pitch to Mora, fouled back to the screen. It's going to be ruled a single for Caballero. He collects his third hit of the night here in this fourth inning. 14 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for the 45s. Fairfield has 1 run, 2 hits, and 1 error. So Breaking ball to Morris. Skied toward left field. Playable for the left fielder, Morant. Angling toward the line. He'll circle and catch it in straightaway left field. As Morris flies out in the side, is retired. The 45s strand one, but they get two on the round tripper from Preston Conklin. And it's 14-1 through four complete here at Tiger Field. Tonight's sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. They deliver 24/7 emergency service. You can give them a call, 530-223-1332 today.
Hey, Tilly and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Chili, and the team at Redding provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Redding Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Hey, Chili and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Chili, and the team at Redding provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Redding Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
One ball and two strikes to the right-hand hitting DeMarcus Brewster as Basma winds and deals the 1-2. Breaking ball frees Brewster on the inside corner. Bring him up. Strike three called. It's another K for Austin Tasma. He's had one in every inning except for the fourth. So he's working here in this top of the fifth inning. Jacob Green here with you on KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Or online at kcnrradio.com. Tasma deals out of the windup. The delivery to the right-hand hitting leadoff man, Boatman, and is fouled back to the screen for strike one. We got David Wiley engineering things for us back in the studio. Our third summer of calling Colt 45's baseball together. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball is fouled in on the hands. And goes toward the Indian dugout for strike two with one out. And this 14-1 ball game. And this one's fouled up and away, out of play. Count holds at 0-2. Pasma winds and deals the 0-2 breaking ball and misses wide. Not chased there by Ethan Boatman, who's walked and doubled tonight. Boatman on Thursday night had the leadoff home run. The 1-2 foul tipped back to the screen, and we'll do it again. Ethan Boatman last night lined out, walked, grounded out, then lined out again to left. Only two hits for the Fairfield Indians thus far tonight. Here's the 1-2 from Pasma. Winds and deals. Breaking ball reached for. Skied toward shallow left field. Drifting out as Conklin calling for it. He will squeeze it for out number two. Pasman took a little bit to settle in here early on in this ball game, allowing the first two batters to get aboard, but then after that has settled in rather nicely. The most he's faced in an inning so far is four. Faced five in the first, three in the second, five in the third, four in the fourth, and then so far two up, two down here in the top of the fifth. And he's got seven Ks on the night.
Okay.
That's a right-hand hitting center fielder Kai Kazumi to the plate. Skies this one towards center. Zanizer, play open for him. He will settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number three, and the side is retired. 1-2-3, go the Indians here in the fifth. We're halfway through our ball game tonight after 4.5. It's the 45s, 14, and Fairfield 1. Tonight's game is sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. You can visit reddingheatingandair.com or call 530-223-1332. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24/7 emergency service. They have trusted local agent pros right here in Redding. That's 530-223-1332.
Hey, Chili and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Chili, and the team at Redding provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Redding Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Of the fifth inning. Zanizer, Jones, and Hutchings two up for the 45s. The face off against Sean Hutchins, where the 45s lead by a score of 14-1. Palisadro native, well, step to the plate. Right hand batter who has walked and then was thrown out at third his previous time at the plate.
I get it.
So one for three, but thrown out on the 8-6-5. Takes out on the outside corner for strike one. Now the 0-1 delivery, reach four, hitting the air toward left center, giving chase is Kazumi right to the warning track, and will squeeze it on the run, reaching up above his shoulder as Zanizer gives it a ride, but just short. That is out number one. As Kazumi tracked it down, now Tyler Jones of the plate, who had that solo shot his last time up.
I get at least one.
Zanizer digs in. Readies as Hutchins out of the stretch, kicks and deals, bounces it in there all the way to the backstop.
Number
for ball one. There's a 1-0 delivery from Hutchins over the belt. Kick steals up and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Now the 2-0 delivery from Hutchins. Leg kick, the pitch. It's a ground ball towards a shortstop. Diving 40. He's not going to get it. It's into left field for a base hit. And Jones has just attacked that baseball in his last couple of at-bats, and he's got two hits on the night. He's 2 for 3 with and by pitch. Look at that. Courtesy runner out there at first. I think. We'll see as Wade Hutchings will step to the plate. He's struck out swinging, been hit by a pitch, and grounded to second.
And
no courtesy runner for Jones.
Wade Hutchings.
Right-hand batter as Hutchins deals low and in for ball one. Hutchins facing off against Hutchings. Probably a first. Now the 1-0. Misses way inside. There's a 2-0 delivery. And this one will miss again for ball three. Some activity out in the Fairfield Indian bullpen. Something to note as well, they have some injuries with their pitching staff here late in the year. So they're a little bit shorthanded in that regard. So they made the trip up to Reading. Here's a 3-0. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Dropped it in there. 20th count, 3-1. Peering in, now comes set as Hutchins. Kicks and deals the 3-1 with the breeze, steadily blowing out towards center field. Ground ball to the third baseman. He's going to go to second for one and gets the lead runner, Jones, there. For out number two. Jones retired on the 5-6 fielder's choice. Hutchins reaches. Now we'll bring up Bradley Blankenship, who's hitless so far tonight. He's flown out to right twice and grounded to second.
Four put out,
corrected by Chad Johnson. It's a second baseman, O'Reilly, covering second. Playing a little first base over there with a full extension, back foot on the second base bag. This one goes wide of home plate, past the catcher, and taking second base on the wild pitch is Hutchins. Blankenship now with a 1-0 count. Right-hand batter with the even stance. Darkness fully fallen here at Tiger Field. That wind steadily pushing out. The 1-0 hit in the air toward right center. Hanging up for Kazumi, giving chase toward the gap. He'll call off his right fielder and chase it down up the alley. For out number three in the side is retired. No runs, one lone hit in the inning for the 45s as they strand a runner aboard after five complete. It's 14-1. The 45s lead it. Tonight's game sponsored by Reading Heating and Air. They deliver 24/7 emergency service. They have HVAC pros right here in Reading. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions in Reading, California, and the surrounding areas. You can give them a call at 530-223-1332.
Chili and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Chili, and the team at Reading provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Reading Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Reading Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
I'm
Jaeger on in relief of Pasma. Jason Jaeger closed out the combined no-hitter in the seven-inning contest last weekend. A couple of weekends ago, actually, by this point. We'll take over for Pasma, who went five. He qualifies for the win. Two hits, one run. It was earned as this one goes off of Tyler Jones. He falls to the ground and writhing in pain. He's going to take a second and shake that one off. Immediately went down, and the home plate umpire Rick Parsons is going to go hand-deliver this baseball to the Colt 45's pitcher just to give Jones some time to shake that one off. Gives a nod to Bob Anderson, who immediately came out to check on him. Jones kicks some dirt around us, some landscaping back behind home plate. So for Pasma, five innings, two hits, one run. It was earned, walked three, and struck out eight. That was on a total of 83 pitches for the right-hander. He faced a total of 20 batters. Now Jones seems to be all right. He's the 0-1. Hitting the air towards center. Zanizer giving chase toward the warning track, right to the wall, looking up, and he will squeeze it on the roof. One of the deepest parts of the ballpark. It ended up falling back over his back shoulder. He had to switch which way he was running, chasing that baseball.
All right, crush that one.
And just to the right of the batter's eye, toward the right center gap. That is out number one as Caleb Morant flies out. Again, to one of the deepest parts of the ballpark. As Trevor Lesperance will step to the plate. He's struck out looking twice tonight. Right-hand batter with a slightly open stance. Takes a called strike one on the outside corner. 0-1. Now takes on the outside corner again for a called strike two. And he struck out looking twice tonight. Here's the 0-2 delivery from the righty Jaeger. Kicks and deals. The 0-2 misses wide. Reared back with the fastball, but didn't get him to chase. The 1-2 from Jaeger. Misses low and in. Two and two is one out, nobody on here in this 14-1 ball game in the top of the sixth. Breaking ball chased, and Jones holds on to it. Down on strikes is Lesperance. This time swinging. Now Rolando Ramos to the plate. Now right-hand batter in pinch hitter to the plate for the Fairfield Indians. It's A.J. Ricker out of Jesse Bethel High School. It's a strike one. Right-hand batter and open stance for Ricker. It's a breaking ball. It drops low off the plate.
Number 17, A.J. Ricker.
One ball and one strike. Right-hand batter waves the wood. Jaeger comes set. As a righty kicks and deals. This is wide for ball two. Two balls and one strike to Ricker. Two, one. This is low and away for ball three. Again, Jason Jaeger closing out that combined no-hitter a couple of weekends ago. The 3-1 on the outside corner. can't count 3-2. That was in the final game against NBO Sacramento. It was an abbreviated ball game. They only went 7 innings, so a little asterisk up there near the no-hitter. The payoff on the outside corner, ring him up, strike 3 called, gong a looking as the Indians go 1-2-3 here in the 6th through 5.5 complete here at Tiger Field. Skull 45 is 14, and the Indians 1. Reading, stay cool this summer with Reading Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Hey, Chili and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Chili, and the team at Reading provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Reading Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Reading Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Why do I hear honking? What's the celebration?
Because homeowners can save thousands right now.
And that's worth honking about.
All right, you've got my attention. How?
This year, HVAC prices are jumping. Manufacturers say up to 30%. Equipment, materials, everything.
But right now, we're holding the line, young fella.
Holding the line how?
By doing something most companies won't. We're selling select new systems at cost. No profit.
Wait, at cost?
Yep, you get today's price before next year's increases hit, big incentives, and financing that can mean zero down.
It's real savings. No gimmicks, no funny math.
So homeowners save big.
And Reading Heating and Air keeps their crews working instead of cutting hours.
Feels right to me.
It's called at-cost pricing. The biggest savings event of the year, only from Reading Heating and Air. Learn more at ReadingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
The line shot toward left.
Win the ball game as a ground ball throws to third baseman Thompson. Gloves throws home and it goes past the catcher at home all the way to the backstop around third and sliding in is out Tyler Jones and the Paul 45 walk it off again.
Ball off the inside part of the plate for ball one from Amari Polk, the reliever for the Fairfield Indians, blocking the Sox up high. The 1-0. It's a breaking ball, drops it on the inside corner, keeping the count up at 1-1. Amari Polk out of Contra Costa Community College. So 1-1 misses for ball two. Two balls and one. Take that back. The home plate umpire had me fooled. 1-2. Here's the 1-2 from Polk. Ready's kicks and deals. Popped up back toward the crowd. It'll be a souvenir for a fan here on this first base side. On the first base side, rather. Not on this third base side. We're here on the...
I'm here on the third base side.
One ball and two strikes. Paulo's staying alive. As the nine hitter, he's walked and hit by a pitch in the single tonight. Polk readies. Kicks and deals the 1-2 from the stretch. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. Paulos can't believe it. Shake of the head as he struts back to the dugout. That is out number one here in this sixth inning. We talked about it last night, too, when the ball game turns into a boat race and it's just heavy offensive action on one side. That strike zone's going to expand for the other team. It's just part of the game. That's 14-1 right now here in the bottom of the sixth as Conklin lays off of this one. outside for ball one. On deck is Chirito. Here's the 1-0 delivery from Polk. Huge gap up the middle. Miss up and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The outfield shaded toward left. The infield pulled toward the third base side and then the first base side on first baseman and second baseman. Now this one misses for ball three. 3-0 count. Bolt comes set in the middle part of the rubber. Kicks and deals. Throws him right down Broadway for a called strike one. Way to rally back there for Polk. Try and find himself back this at bat. Now the 3-1 skips wide all the way to the backstop. That will be ball four. Thompson works a free pass. Chirito to the plate. A single hit batsman double and ground out the second has been his story tonight. Left-hand batter, one of two in a lineup for the 45s. It's him and Mora. Right-hand batter. Against the right-hand pitcher, rather. First pitch, him runner goes. And the throw down to second base is going to be way offline and not in time. In with a stolen base is Conklin. Takes away the double play. That breeze still blowing left to right and pushing out ever so slightly towards center. Here's the 0-1 to Chirito. It is pulled foul down the first baseline for strike two. The first pitch was taken for a called strike one. 6'2", lefty out of Fresno, California and Fresno City College. He's got some burn mostly in right field this year, but then also at the DH spot. He's in right tonight. Now the 0-2 delivery with one out from Polk. Breaking ball misses up and away. A 14-1 ball game that the 45s lead. There's the 1-2 delivery from Polk with the runner at second. And check swing by Chirito, and he goes around, he knew it. Spins around, and a couple of strikeouts in the inning for Polk. So far, he's been the most efficient Fairfield Indian pitcher tonight. As Caballero will step to the plate, who's got three hits tonight. He's 3-for-4. A couple of singles, and then the grand slam back in the second. He's also lined out to left. Right-hand batter. The Clovis native, as Polk kicks and deals, misses wide for ball one. Mora on deck should the line continue to move. It's the 1-0. And that'll miss wide for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. With two gone and the runner on second. That's Conklin. He's dancing off the bag over there back behind Polk. This will miss wide for ball three. We're toward the left-hand batter's box. Polk comes set to deliver the 3-0. The delivery is a breaking ball, misses up and in. Ball four on Caballero. Polk looked like he was pitching around Caballero there. Don't want to give up a hard hit ball. That'll bring up Andrew Mora, who's also homered tonight. He singled, walked, homered, and flown to left. Left-hand batter with the socks up high. He's been the best power hitter tonight for the 45s. That was shown tonight back in the third. Gilmer Moore native. Polk comes set with traffic on the base pass. There was a break ball on the outside corner. A called strike one. It's a high of 106 today. It's dropped down to a beautiful 89 degrees here with clear skies overhead. And the cross breeze blowing, cooling things off ever so slightly as well. Wind chill factor of about 1 degree here in Redding, California. This one misses wide. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 is a check swing, little flare toward the shortstop, drifting out toward left center field, reaching up for it, goes beyond his glove, and it will fall for a base hit. The throw coming in, and into third base, sliding as Caballero. He's going to hold there as the ball goes around the boards, and Polk recovers it in foul territory on the third base side. In the second base is Mora, a check swing flare, and gets to second base out of it. Conklin came around to score. Holding at third was Caballero as Mora cruises into second base. Not exactly the way you draw it up, but she'll take it any day of the week. As Tyler Zanizer will step to the plate. It's the first pitch. Zanizer hit in the air toward left center. Playable for the left fielder Morant, drifting over, and will squeeze it for out number three. And the side is retired. Through six complete here at Tiger Field as we head to the seventh. It's 15-1. The 45s lead it. Tonight's game sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. Stay cool this summer, Redding. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Hey, Tilly and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Tilly, and the team at Redding provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Redding Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions. Hey, Tilly and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck.
Top of the seventh inning, as Jason Yeager will face off against Smith, Seitz, and Hunter. Right-hand batter. Takes a cut and miss for strike one. And Jones catches a piece of this one. He's, again, writhing in pain. He's been on the ground a lot tonight. He's been, I think, four times if I'm counting right, including getting just barely nicked by that bat. And a couple of foul balls, and then one time before that, Bob Anderson has a chuckle with him as well. As Jones gets back into the crouch behind the plate, make sure he can still move left and right, up and down. Got to be active back behind the dish there.
You're like,
so gets a pat on the back from Bob Anderson. And he's still kind of writhing in pain. He seems to be all right, though. He's going to stay in the game. A true warrior back behind the dish. I've actually lost track of all the times he's been hit tonight. We are in the top of the seventh inning. About 15-1 ball game. This one on the outside corner. For strike two. As this one's grounded toward Caballero, picks it, spears it, knocks back down, picks it up, throws it first, stretch at the other end by Mora. Not quite in time. A hard 90 from Bo Smith, able to get aboard and beat out the throw. It was a line shot at Caballero on a hop. Almost cleanly picked it, but then carried off just that pocket of his glove. And quickly recovered, made a strong throw, but not quite in time, even with a 6'4" frame of Mora reaching for it. As the DH and Ben Seitz will step to the plate. And the delivery on the outside corner for a called strike one to Ben Seitz from Jaeger. This one will miss for ball one. One ball and one strike. Here's a 1-1 delivery to the lefty. Fouled up and away out of play. Count moves to one ball and two strikes. 45, the double play depth. Conklin and Paulos shaded up the middle. It's hit to the left side of the infield. Paulos will cover second. It's hit to the right side. Conklin will cover second. This one misses wide for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Mora holding on the runner at first. That's Bo Smith. Huge lead over there at first. And the runner will not go as this one's fouled back to the screen. Seitz just missed the fastball in on the hands, tried to turn on it. Ended up fouling it off his foot in the process. Two balls and two strikes. The count holds after the foul ball. Quick move back to first and almost picked off the runner at first. Mora let that ball travel all the way to the first base bag. He caught the ball and instantaneously slapped the tag on the runner diving in. That's Seitz. Great pickoff move by Jaeger. Here's the 2-2. Runner goes. Pitch taken outside. Jones bobbles momentarily. Throws a second. It's not in time. Momentarily lost the baseball on the transfer. Is just spinning in his glove. Didn't get a clean hold on it. And Bo Smith gets a stolen base. Takes away the double play and gets into scoring position for Fairfield. As the count will move to three balls and two strikes. Jason Jaeger in his second full inning of work. Glove in front of his front leg. Now comes set. Back by his shoulder. The payoff. Fouled up and away. Out of play. Here on this third base side. Toward the play area. Back behind us. And we'll do it again. At three balls. And two strikes. Now Jaeger gets his sign from Jones. Jones sets up away. The payoff is a ground ball toward Caballero at third. He'll look the runner back to second. Toss across the first in time for the 5-3 putout. Holding at second base is Smith.
Okay,
that is out for one. Jaden Hunter
and
out of the plate.
Seats.
With one out. The left hand batter to the plate. It's the 10 of Westbrook. Left-hand batter. First pitch to him. Misses up and away. That's ball one. Tonight's starting pitcher, Larry Westbrook, he went an inning plus. Pitch to Jones, pops in and out of the glove, and the runner at second was late breaking, and Smith decides to hold at second. Took a couple of strides toward third, but then flipped on the brakes and turned back toward second after Jones recovered rather quickly. Now the 2-0 from Jaeger. As a line shot hanging up a little bit for Zanizer coming in for it. He's going to have to play it on a hop. Now a strong throw into third, but it's going to go wide of Caballero where Jaeger is backing up the play and taking second base. On the throw-in is Westbrook. So Zanizer was chasing in on it, played it on a hop, made a strong throw-in, but it was just wide of the cutoff man and then all the way back past third base in foul territory toward the Colt 45 on-deck circle on this third base side. And now DeMarcus Brewster will step to the plate with runners at second and third and one out here in the top of the seventh. Right-hand batter even stance. He's deep in the box. This one bounced in there, and Jones on the backhand, able to keep it in front of him, quickly recovers as it goes toward the third baseline and gets to it quickly as the runners hold at second and third. Jaeger comes set. Kicks and deals the 1-0. There's a ground ball up the middle. Paulos on the backhand, back behind second base. Strong throw to first in time. Quick throw back to third on the back deck, but not in time. Great heads-up play by Mora. Smith came in to score. Westbrook goes to third. Brewster out 4-3. Now the top of the order to the plate, and Ethan Boatman, who's walked, doubled, and popped out tonight.
1-4.
Hi. Ethan Boatman out of Napa Valley College, one of my three alma maters now, after graduating from Simpson University and then also being at two JUCOs to play baseball a long, long time ago. And Derek Robinson, one of the players on this squad who's playing at Southern University of New Orleans, actually played baseball with out there at NBC. Saw his tremendous power then, and we saw it here on the first night, but he only played game one of this series, as this one misses upstairs to Boatman. Two-oh count on the leadoff man in Boatman. Jaeger kicks and deals, misses up and away for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. With two gone here in the top of the seventh. That wind still blowing here at Tiger Field. Outfield playing straight up. Pitch taken outside. And this Indian offense just doing whatever they can to get some sort of runs across. Four-pitch walk is issued. And now Kai Kazumi to the plate. He's reached on an error, grounded out, and flown out to center tonight. Controlling center field. They've made a couple of nice plays out there, and straightaway center, deep, and then this pitch is taken inside, throw down to second base, the runner going, can they apply it in time? Jones, second base, and his open is caught stealing on 2-6, and the side is retired. Kazumi will get a new set of downs in the top of the eighth inning. Tonight's game sponsored by Redding Heating and Air. Things stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air. Fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com. Scott Lewis will be singing tonight's rendition of God Bless America in just a few moments. And we're going to let Scott take it away here for God Bless America. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field, where the 45s lead by a score of 15-1. Here is Scott Lewis.
Jesus,
God bless America, the land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean, like with God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Sacramento as the Colt 45s complete the sweep here for this weekend series. It took five 45s to do it, but a combined no-hitter in seven innings as they complete the sweep of NBO Sacramento. We'll be back with the totals after this.
Hey, Tilly and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Chili, and the team at Reading provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Reading Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Reading Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Swings on this one. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman, ranging to his left. Handles the weird bouncer, but is going to have to hold on to it as he stays through the baseball, but just spinning around in his glove, unable to handle it cleanly. Gets a shake it off fist bump from Westbrook, his first baseman. So reaching on the E4 is Rowan Brown, pinch hitting for Tyler Jones. As the right-hand batting Wade Hutchins will step to the plate. Right-hand batter with the open stance. Hutchins tonight is Cade, been hit by a pitch, ground out, and reached on the fielder's choice. Brown one, another lefty in the lineup. Reaching on E4. This one swung on and missed, even the count of one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 delivery. The 1-1 from Polk is swung on and missed. That's strike two on the right-hand batting Hutchings. Runner on first, that's Brown. Some activity out in the Indian bullpen. A 1-2 is waved at, breaking ball in the dirt, and swung on and missed by Hutchings. Four out number one as he K's. The quietest inning was last inning for the 45s, and it was courtesy of Amari Polk, who came in and settled down, as he is now working in his second full inning of work. Allowed one run that was earned. This one's grounded toward the shortstop, 5-6 hole on the backhand sliding fork. Caroms off of him into left field, and Brown will be able to round second and take third as the throw comes in way too late. As Bradley Blankenship gets an infield single. It's a phenomenal effort by Lesperins, the shortstop, ranging toward the 5-6 hole, toward the third base bag, angling over there. Got to it, and then just went off of his knee and carried him into left field. Ricker now in the game at third base, by the way. Here's the first pitch to Paulos, right-hand batter from Amari Polk. This is up and away for ball one. Polk readies. The wind picking up a little bit from behind us here on this third base side. Misses wide for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Now the 2-0 delivery. Breaking ball drops in there on the inner half, a called strike one. Now the 2-1 is chopped foul down to the third base side.
So this is more of a beer garden manager, Mr. John Camelli. We have a lot of beer right there. So you're willing to sell.
Right in. Right hand batting. Nine hitter in Paulos. Two balls and two strikes. This is double play in order for the Indians here. Polk trying to get a ground ball with the defense at double play depth. The 2-2 is a line shot toward the shortstop. Handles it, slips to second for one. The relay to first is not in time, goes wide of the bag and back toward the Indian dugout. 6-4 fielder's choice holding it first is Paulos. Brown trots in to score. It's now 16-1. As the top of the order here in the seventh will step up, and Preston Conklin, who's flown out and hit by a pitch, grounded this short, doubled and walked tonight. Swung on and missed for strike one. Paulus reaching on the E4. This one lays off of it. One ball and one strike. This one's grounded toward the shortstop and passed him into left field for a base hit. Holding at second will be Blankenship, or Paulos, rather. That is Blankenship over there at second. My apologies. For Paulos reaches on the fielder's choice, not an E4. Thompson with the single. Gets his second hit of the night. And now Braden Chiarito to the plate. Left-hand batter. One of three in the lineup now after Rowan Brown came into the game. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball misses up and away. For ball two, a crowd of 593 tonight in this finale of the summer season. The rubber match of the series that the 45s are nearly guaranteed to win. Here's a 2-1 shot toward the first baseman on the backhand, leaping for it, and off his glove into foul territory, played back by the right fielder. Chiarito will cruise into second base. Paulos will come in to score, holding at third. Or Blankenship comes in to score. Paulos holding at third. And it's now 18-2. Yeah, Paulo's trotted in to score. Conklin will hold it third. As Chirito gets to second on the very odd two-base hit. Now Caballero to the plate. He takes a called strike one. The Fairfield Indians with some activity out in their bullpen. It is Justino Casas, who had a disastrous outing last night, one he'd rather forget, but he has a chance to have a little redemption here tonight, hopefully, for the Fairfield Indians as Polk misses low and away. Sandlot Sound Machine here at Taggart Field gets some applause. They did the national anthem tonight. The Bat Boy Zach getting some applause as well earlier in this ball game. Two balls and one strike. A 2-1 delivery from Polk as he comes set. Two and two to Caballero. There's the 2-2 delivery. Is dunked. Fair. It's called fair. I thought it was called foul. And two runs will come into score, rounding third and coming to score. Cruising into second is Caballero. Trotting into score was Conklin, and Chirito comes around. The most nonchalant double you'll ever see. Everyone except for some of the umpires thought it was a foul ball. Just a weird bouncer up and over, and now 20 runs on the board for the 45s. And Andrew Mora to the plate now.
Eric Jones.
Left-hand batter. 19-2, rather. It's a 1-0 count from Polk to Chirito, or Mora, rather. This one's hit in the air toward right, giving chase as Bowman right to the track, looking up and wave to it because it is not coming back. Andrew Mora, two homers tonight, hits this one out. It's now 21-2. The 45s lead it. And that might be all for Amari Polk here tonight at Tiger Field as the Colt 45s in the final game of this 2026 summer season, throwing some fireworks up and out there and some exclamation marks, just having their way with the Fairfield Indians tonight. And it will be a new reliever on when we return after this break. It's going to be Justino Casas taking on Tyler Zanizer, the ninth batter of this inning. When we return after this break here on KCNR Shasta Reading, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com.
Hey, Chili and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Chili, and the team at Reading provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Reading Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
$100 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Reading Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Outing for Amari Polk tonight. 1 2/3, 6 hits. Gave up 7 runs, but only one was earned. And
the Fairfield Indian defense behind him has just not been great for him. They've got two errors tonight. Not their worst showing, especially after five last night. But he walked two and struck out three. He was the most effective pitcher thus far tonight for the Fairfield Indians, as Justino Casas will come on in relief. He had an outing last night that just a lot of command issues. And hopefully tonight he has a little bit better outing. Some redemption value here for Tino Casas. Again, with that trademark custom glove for his mother that he wears on that right hand. As the lefty bending at the waist, glove up near the belt, comes set with the socks up high, kicks and deals. Inside, waved at by Zanizer for a called strike one. No one count with one out. And Casas last night, just an outing you'd rather forget. Trying to do so here tonight. No one, a 1-1 count on Zanizer now after this next pitch misses. He went 2/3 plus last night. The 1-1. It's a breaking ball. Skied towards center. Giving chases. Kazumi should be playable. Tracking right to the warning track. Deepest part of the ballpark. Tracks it down. Hard hit baseball, but it still finds a glove, and that is out number two. And I take that back. Out number three. Not sure exactly what I had wrong on my scorecard, but that is out number three, and thanks to Chad Johnson. Had everything right, as we're going to cut to break here on KZNR Shasta Redding. 21-2, the 45s lead at tonight's game, sponsored by Redding Heating and Air, Fast AC Repairs and Installations. Find out more at reddingheatingair.com or call 530-223-1332.
Hey, Tilly and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Chili, and the team at Redding provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Redding Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Dizzy Bat Race over here on the third base side. And some of these players have had a couple more beers than the others. A dangerous game already, but with some adults, a little bit different from the kids. As one of the ladies wins the Dizzy Bat Race. On in relief of Jaeger is going to be the 32 of Colton Sewell, 6'2", 220, Bandon, Oregon native out of Feather River College. Right-hand pitcher, sophomore. Last year with the team. 11 games, 25 innings. He was 2-0 with a 5.04 ERA. He had one save. Gave up 14 earned runs, 16 runs total. Walked 18 and struck out 31. Here in this top of the 8th inning. Right-hand batting Kazumi, who tracked down that baseball in the bottom half of the 7th that Zanizer hit. Ty Kazumi. Facing off against the Bandon, Oregon native, and Sewell. Grounds this one toward the shortstop, gathered there, and slung across by Conklin in time. They say Mora's off the bag as it was down the first baseline. Almost able to toe-tap it, but... just not quite in time, and safe at first is Kazumi. First pitch swinging. And it would have been a bang-bang play over there at first regardless. Let's get a pinch hitter here in Kimoni Lake.
from Contra Costa Community College. Grounds this one toward the shortstop. Conklin takes himself, flips to first in time for the 6-3 double play. And just like that, two gone. As Les Prince will step to the plate. And I take that back. It will be Joseph Mason of Solano Community College. I was going to say Kamoni Lake last night was patrolling center field. And out of the plate. And taking a called strike one on the outside corner. Back-to-back pinch hitters. Right-hand batter, wide open stance facing off against Sewell. First pitch to him, misses wide for ball one. One ball and one strike to Mason. Sewell delivers the 1-1, that sidewinding delivery. Line shot up the middle, on the backhand, sliding Paulus. Strong throw to first, sliding and gliding back behind the second base bag. And in time for the 4-3 put out, 1-2-3, go the Indians. It's 21-2 as we head to the bottom of the eighth. When you need help fast, Redding Heating and Air delivers 24-7 emergency service. Trust your local HVAC pros right here in Redding. Call 530-223-1332.
Hey, Tilly and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Chili, and the team at Redding provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Redding Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
New reliever for the Fairfield Indians here in the home half of the eighth, the last offensive side of things, as DeMarcus Brewster will come in relief here for the Indians. Right-hand reliever, the high leg kick. And he will conclude his warm-up tosses here. The Napa Valley College player with that lengthy leg kick is a righty and a new catcher in the game as well. It's the 14 of Mason, Joseph Mason, here in the 8th. Just a handful of subs. Hopefully I got most of them right, or at least all of them. Switch that. Hopefully all of them, but at least most of them. Causes threw three pitches in the previous inning and got the singular out that he needed to get. And now it is Brewster to finish things off here for the Fairfield Indians. And it will be Rowan Brown to the plate here in the eighth. Left-hand batter as the righty Brewster for winds and deals. Breaking ball. This is upstairs, over but high, for ball one. In this 21-2 endeavor, this one taken off the outside corner for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. DeMarcus Brewster, who started the game back behind the dish. Now the 2-0 misses high for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. With nobody out. Now the wind blowing a little bit more in from left center. On the outside corner, the off-speed drops in there. For a called strike one.
The 3-1 delivery is reached for, poked toward left, playable for the left fielder Morant, and he will squeeze it for out number one. It's actually Kimon Lake out there. With one out, now it's going to be the right-hand hitting DH Wade Hutchins. He's K'd, been hit by a pitch, grounded to second, reached on a fielder's choice, and struck out tonight. Looking for his first hit. The pitch in from Brewster's a break ball in the outside corner. A called strike one. It's turned into a boat race here in the 2026 season finale, but a great game nonetheless, showcasing this talent. It's developmental baseball at the end of the day, and all these guys on both squads getting some burn and just quality reps here to just to get better and get to the next level. A handful of players moving to the D2 level from the Colt 45 side. Not exactly sure for the Fairfield Indians, but a lot of JUCO products on their side. And when you grind it out at JUCO, eventually you end up getting to play at a higher level. Just really prove your worth and do the grimy work. As a 2-1 delivery drops in on the outside corner. They'll tie to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And it's part of that grind for baseball that you just have to work a lot harder than some of these other sports, especially at collegiate level. Here's the 2-2 ground ball toward the short, charging bullpen. Strong throw to first, off balance, reach four, and a stretch at the other end in time for the 6-3 put out. Great play by Les France for out number two. That will bring up Bradley Blankenship. And check that. That was actually the former third baseman, former second baseman here in this ballgame, Bo Smith, who's now at short with a nice play. At this point, I don't even know where anybody is anymore. Here's the delivery to Bradley Blankenship. Misses inside for ball one. The 1-0. Waved that breaking ball, chased it down and in. Evens the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. Now the 1-1 delivery. Out of the windup from DeMarcus Brewster. Kicks, deals, misses a wide. 2-1 with 2 outs. All is on deck. Should the inning continue? The 2-1 delivery to Blankenship. Ground ball toward the shortstop. Smith gathered there. Strong throw to first on a hop, and it's unable to be picked. It's played back by the catcher Mason backing up the play, and Blankenship reaches on the E6. The hard 90 up the baseline put some pressure on Smith, who had to wait for that slow roller, gather and make a strong throw, but it was just on a hop and unable to be picked at the other end as Deegan Paulus will step to the plate. He's walked, singled, been hit, struck out looking, and reached on a fielder's choice tonight. This is his sixth plate appearance of the night. DeMarcus Brewster throws outside, rolling through, down to second base, is wide and into center field, holding at second, but still in base is Blankenship. Brewster just trying to get the final out here in this inning. So the 45s will finish the season at 33-4. This one misses. This count is 1-1 now. Here's the 1-1 delivery with 2 outs from Brewster out of the stretch with the runner on, right there on the outside corner. For a called strike two to Paulus. Now the 1-2, breaking ball misses upstairs. Now the 2-2 from Brewster. Kick, steals, breaking ball, skied toward left, giving chase is Lake, angling toward the long and right in front of the 320 mark, and will squeeze it on the run, and the side
is retired as we head to the ninth here at Tacker Field in Redding, California. Be the final inning of Colt 45's baseball for this 2026 summer season. Redding, stay cool this summer with Redding Heating and Air, fast AC repairs and installations by local experts with over 20 years of experience. Visit RedingHeatingandAir.com or call 530-223-1332.
Hey, Chili and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Chili, and the team at Redding provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Redding Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Pun and relief. Freshman 6'1", 165 from Stockton, California, in Delta College. Out of the 209 from the Central Valley, for the Central Valley product, they'll climb the back slope of the mound and look to close out this ball game here in the ninth. A 21-2 endeavor. The 45s will look to go 33-4 on the year. Will face off against the 17 of A.J. Ricker and then Bo Smith and Ben Seitz. First pitch. This is wide for ball one. 1-0 count. Behan bending at the belt. Now comes set. The righty kicks and deals the outfield shaded toward right a couple of steps. Yeah, this is up and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to Ricker. Right-hand batter who... Cade looking his last time up in that pinch hitter roll back in the sixth. The 2-0 is fouled back to the screen. Two and one is Behan with a deep breath and a new baseball. Back up the front slope of the mound, peers in, ball tucked behind him. Now comes set, glove up near that back shoulder. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Swung on and missed for strike two. Two balls and two strikes, nobody out, nobody on. With nobody out, here in the top of the ninth, rearing back and throwing up and away for ball three. That will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Some high octane from Behan. Now the payoff is chopped to the plate back toward Behan. He'll glove and underhand flip to first in time for the 1-3 foot out. That is out number one. Now to the plate is Bo Smith, right-hand batter. He's Cade walked and singled tonight. Right-hand batter.
It's a party here tonight.
Slightly open stance for the right-hand batter. Bowed back to the screen. Now the 0-1 is chopped toward third base, but foul out of play for strike two. No balls and two strikes with one out. Behan comes set. Kicks and deals on the outside corner. Bring him up. Strike three called. Gone. A looking goes Bo Smith. And now it will be Ben Seitz to the plate. And I take the back. We'll get a pinch hitter here. It will be Adrian Roa from Napa Valley College. He will be the final batter if you're the 45s, hopefully, as he cuts on and misses this pitch up high for strike one. Adrian Roa, right-hand batter, an 0-1 count with two outs. This one misses to even the count at one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Misses low for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Aaron Behan trying to end things here in the ninth. The 2-1 delivery from Behan. It's foul tip. This one goes off the umpire right off the left hand, and he is going to wear that one for Rick Parsons back behind the dish. Some apology, an apology from the pinch hitter and Adrian Roa as the home plate umpire Rick Parsons, with the Indians down to their final strike, just wears one. They'll hopefully last one of the season that he's going to painfully wear. One went off of his left hand. The third base umpire, Blake Ollers, checking in on him as well as the first base umpire. Amari Polk playing a little first base coach down there. As the moon is rising out in right field up above the tree line. Beautiful night at the ballpark here. It's dropped down to 87 degrees with a breeze. The 2-2 delivery from Behan as he peers in at the right-hand hitting Roa. Comes set. Brown sets up on the inner half. The 2-2 from Behan as a line shot toward left center. Zanizer giving chase right to the track, and it's going to bounce off the wall. Zanizer unable to play the carom cleanly as it goes all the way back to center field, and a strong throw into the cutoff man, and not going away quietly are the Fairfield Indians. As Roa crushes that one to left center field, Zanizer gave chase but decided to lay back on it, try and play the carom instead. Didn't want to jump into the wall, especially with no padding out there. That's straight up brick wall out there, as Westbrook will step up to the plate. This ball game not finished yet. With two outs, here's Westbrook. Left-hand batter, he doubled his last time up. One more hit. The runner breaks off for third, and on a hop, the throw goes off the runner. Carom's out of play, and granted home plate on the stolen base attempt is Roa, and he comes around to score. And the Fairfield Indians elated at that. On the 2-2, he's granted the run, and it's now a 21-3 ball game. Just when you thought the antics were done.
No, let him know.
Now the 1-0 from Behan on the outside corner. Keeping the count up at one ball and one strike. A 1-1 foul tipped, unable to be held on by Brown, but the count moves to one ball and two strikes. In this 21-3 endeavor now in the top of the ninth inning, the final game of the 2026 summer season, the 1-2 misses up and in. Two balls and two strikes as the tension continues to build here. The 45 is just trying to get the last out here and move to 33-4 on the year and finish off the season strongly. Here's the 2-2. It's fouled back to the screen. Way to battle from Westbrook. Two balls and two strikes as the bat boy, Zach, gets at least one more chance here to do some wind sprints from the dugout to the home plate umpire, Rick Parsons, with some delivery of the fresh baseballs. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. 21-3, top of the ninth. Behan comes set, kicks, deals the 2-2. As a line shot toward left center, Zanizer giving chase toward the gap, and he'll squeeze it on us. And that's the way the season and ball game to a close. We'll be back with the totals after this.
Hey, Chili and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Chili, and the team at Reading provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Reading Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Reading Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Yeah. 33-4, that's the way they end the season. Fairfield Indians fall to 9-22-2. The final totals, Fairfield Indians, 3 runs on 5 hits, 2 errors, they left 5. Reading, 21 runs on 18 hits, 1 error, they left 9. The winning pitcher is Austin Pasma. The losing pitcher is Westbrook. Not a safe situation. A 3-hour and 6-minute ball game in front of 593 fans. And it's been a fun year, and we even have a highlight package for you. Don't go anywhere. We're going to play that, and then a little bit more after that in the post-game show. Without further ado, here are some of the top moments from this 2026 summer season. Here with KCNR Shasta Redding, David Wiley and Alex Parker back in the studio, and then me and Spencer Schlinge on the mic.
The line shot toward left.
Could win the ball game. There's a ground ball through the third baseman, Thompson. Gloves. Throws home, and it goes past the catcher at home, all the way to the backstop, around third, and sliding in. Out Tyler Jones, and the Colt 45s walk it off again.
The 0-2 delivery from Schwert. Breaking ball. Ring him up. Strike three called. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Wing, and a miss. Got him to chase it.
The 0-1 is a line shot toward the right center gap. It's going to go all the way to low. Rounding second and heading for third is Pettingill. He's going to dig in at third. Wide turn of the bag. He's headed home. The throw in is not going to be in time. And D'Amico Parker with a stand up triple and a pose in front of the Colt 45 dugout.
Grounded back towards Fraser. Can't get it. Bare hand play by the shortstop. Quick throw to first in time. Mark Anthony Carroll. A flash of the leather. No, a flash of the bare hand. Charges in, off-balance throw, slings at the first. On the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called right at the belt.
The 0-2, swing, and a missy rear back with the heater.
Jader returns side, he's got him on the strikeout, and how about that? Swing, and a miss. He's on the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called.
Sliding on the grass,
we'll squeeze it for out number 3. The 0-1, hit in the air toward left, Zanizer. Drifting, playable for him right to the warning track, leaping at the wall. Tyler Zanizer takes it off the top of the wall. First pitch swinging, Conklin driving to left. Drifting back is Chiquet, looking up, and it is gone. Wave to it because it is not coming back. One is a line shot on a hop. Conklin back in. Shallow center field, strong throw to first, stretch at the other end. 6-3, Conklin to Mora. Oh my goodness, show off the cannon, Preston Conklin. He's hit in the air toward right, looking up, and it is on to the street. One delivery is hit in the air toward left, giving chase as Vitich, looking up, and it's off the netting. It's a grand slam for Lopez, he'll touch them all. Runners it. First and second now with nobody out. Hit in the air towards center. It's hit a ton.
Romanov drifting back to the track, right to the wall, and it's off the base of the wall. Kerem's back into straightaway center field. Danizer on the heels of Parker. He's coming around to score. Will be Lopez. Parker in to score. The throw to the cutoff man. Zanizer heads first. Slide at the plate. The throw. The tag. Save at the plate. Tyler Zanizer with a round tripper the hard way. Legs it out all of the bases and scores an inside the park home run.
And it might be gone. It is a grand slam to start off the game for Andrew Mora. This one's hit hard into right field now. And it is gone. Another home run. Two home runs in three attempts from Andrew Mora. Back-to-back grand slams for him. Two grand slams on the night for Andrew Mora. Can you believe that? He crushes this one, too. It might be gone. Three home runs for Andrew Mora. Can you believe that? In one game, Andrew Mora has taken three out in three different parts of the ballpark. Edengill gets all of it, and he might hit one out, too. Back-to-back, it's gone into the street. And that is back-to-back home runs, number five on the night for the Reading Colt 45s.
At any level, this one's reached for, hit in the air toward right. Ayers will look, bat flip, and it is on to the street. This one's hit in the air toward left, giving chase is Duncan Hansen, looking up, and it's off the netting. Adrian Lopez hits his second of the night and throws yet another exclamation point on this Colt 45 lead. It's hit in the air toward left center field. Left fielder Avalos giving chase, looking up to the wall, and it is gone. Preston Conklin with the grand slam hits it out onto the streets. One ball and two strikes. Jaeger readies. The 1-2 on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. As the ball game comes to a close, Pasma, Lindell, Bentley, Swetlin, and Jaeger complete the combined no-hitter of NBO Sacramento as the Colt 45s complete the sweep here for this weekend series. It took five 45s to do it, but a combined no-hitter in seven innings as they complete the sweep of NBO Sacramento. We'll be back with the totals after this.
Final score here at Tanaka Field is 21-3. The 45s take 2 of 3 from the Fairfield Indians, and special thanks to David Wiley back in the studio engineering things for us tonight. Spencer Schlinge was with us all season long on the color side of things, and Alex Parker had a few games here and there engineering things for us back in the studio. Thanks to Carl Lindabot with KCNR Shasta Reading, allowing for this opportunity with the Colt 45s, and I want to start a new tradition here at KCNR. It started with Ken Coleman, who retired in 1889 with the Boston Red Sox, and then it was kept forth by Joe Castiglione, who was brought to Boston in 1983 with Ken Coleman. He took over and then retired a couple of years ago, and used to read this excerpt from the great and glorious game, Baseball Writings of A. Bartlett Giamatti, The Greenfields of the Mind. A. Bartlett Giamatti, a former commissioner of baseball and president of Yale University and resident of New Haven, Connecticut. As we sign off here for the final time this summer season, breaks your heart. It is the time to break your heart. The game begins in the spring when everything else begins again, and it blossoms in the summer, filling the afternoons and evenings, and then as soon as the chill rains come, it stops and leaves you to face the fall alone. You count on it, rely on it, buffer the passage of time, the memory of sunshine and high skies alive, and then just when the days are all twilight, when you need it most, it stops. We'll see you next year here with the 45s in the summer of 2027. For the final time this year, this is Jacob Green with KCNR Shasta Redding. For Spencer Schlange, David Wiley, and Alex Barker, saying thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next year.
Of our city is protest. It is something that has been a part of what makes our city so special, that New Yorkers can express themselves, whether they are in support or in opposition, no matter on whatever topic. We are talking about someone who has been charged with crimes against humanity, someone who has visited the city on many an occasion and who has been welcomed by previous mayors. And I want to make it very clear that that welcome ends with me.
So that is the ridiculous mayor of New York City who wants to focus on Prime Minister Netanyahu calling on New Yorkers to protest when he comes in here as invited to the UN for the National Assembly. Bruce Pearl is a former fantastic basketball coach in Auburn and a member of the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement and a U.S. Advisory Board member there. Wrote a great column over in Newsweek, and Bruce joins us now. Coach, great to see you. Your thoughts about our mayor deciding to call for protest on a world leader?
Ryan, great to be with you. You know, one of the bedrocks of the great city of New York is protest. How about making the bedrock being unbelievable schools, like a safe place to live and grow up and raise a family, incredible diversity and ethnicity, just the greatest city in the world. But no, he says the bedrock is protest. Because see, that's what Islamists do. All they do is complain and protest about how awful everything is here. If it's so awful, why is everybody in the world trying to come here? Look, Brian, he is who he said he was, and the longer he's in power, the more dangerous the man becomes. And from not walking in Israel Day parade to walking in every parade to having 18 lawyers be a part of some judiciary that's going to decide who the next judges in New York are. Half the lawyers in New York are Jewish. I'm just saying. And he doesn't have one of them. These things are not done based on any kind of coincidence. But here's the kicker, Brian.
Yeah.
Okay. What he's doing in New York is the exact same thing that the Palestinians have been doing since 1948 in Israel. And that's trying to make it so difficult for the Jews to stay that they're going to leave. Well, guess what? I tell every Jew in New York that thinks about leaving, you know what? That's exactly what he wants you to do. And what happens to like countries or cities when they lose their Jews? I'll tell you what. Take a look at history. It did not go so well.
Also, just look at your bottom line. You want to do all these terrible programs and you want to have your supermarkets. The most successful businesses in New York City are Jewish-run businesses. They're thriving. And if you're going to make it hard for them not feel appreciated, they're going to stay in business. They're just not going to give you their tax dollars. I want you to hear how he described bypassing anybody Jewish for his advisory council. Cut 45.
In my 6 months of being the mayor, I've had the privilege of appointing a dozen qualified judges from a range of backgrounds, including Jewish judges. And I want to be clear that any suggestion that the composition of the advisory committee was motivated by religion is false.
So you feel better now?
Look, the enemy is inside the gate, and he's dangerous, Brian, because he's smart. And he knows the things to say that can motivate the public. Of course, this was intentional. If in one hand he's going to brag about the diversity of his city and therefore the diversity of that committee, he should look at things like race. He should look at things like religion if he's saying he wants diversity in this commission. You don't have to do it that way. But on the one hand, you can't say you're doing it this way and that then not doing it all the way. And so, yeah, it makes no sense. Brian, I thought about something else I wanted to share with you. You and I have talked so much about, and you've asked me, like, Coach, why the rise in anti-Semitism? Why right now? What's taking place right now? And I thought about this, Brian, and this is not anything new. But when you combine Islamic extremism and the Islamism that has entered into the Democratic Party, okay, they obviously don't like the Jews. Israel's victory is Islam's defeat because the fact that it exists and it thrives right in the middle of their Mecca, okay? You then combine that with socialism or communism. Well, the Jews that came to America did really well in capitalistic society, in a democratic society, in a free society where they had the ability to work hard, get educated, and absolutely live the American dream. Like, America's Jews should be the most patriotic people on the planet because there's never been a time in our history of 3,500 years where there's ever been a place that's been better for us to live with freedom of religion and freedom of commerce than the United States of America. And guess who hates that? The Democratic Socialists, the Communists, and the Islamic extremists. And that's why they are attacking Jews in this country. And I think that you as a great patriot and other great patriots are absolutely recognizing that.
No question. And it's all combining too. And people say when you're anti-Semitic, you're really anti-American. And if they might start with being anti-Semitic, but it really goes to the freedom the whole country has. So that's what's going to eventually be targeted. And that's who we see the El Said guy saying, well, I'm not a socialist, but everything about him running for Michigan Senate race is socialist and extremist. And he's all for globalizing infantata, and you know he hands out with Hassan Piker, who you know is as despicable as it gets, thinks we deserve 9/11, will take Hamas any day, once called for the death of Rick Scott. So those are the people this guy pals around with. So it's pretty much everywhere. I want you to hear something else that he's doing. He's actually entertaining reparations for New York City, for New York. Cut 48.
We often think about slavery and the complicity in slavery as being exclusively to certain geographic areas of the country.
Right.
Here in New York City, we were very complicit. This is critically important because this is also what it looks like to acknowledge what history truly was.
So he's going to acknowledge the New York was part of the Union. This was the end of the Underground Railroad that Harriet Tubman put together. It's where Frederick Douglass lived because he felt safe here. And now he wants to write a big check to the legacy of African Americans, which you're going to have trouble even finding them.
Well, Brian, he's a politician and he's smart. And he recognizes that in his election, the Hispanic community did not vote for him. The African American community did not vote for him. Unions and hardworking Americans did not vote for him. He was able to capture a bunch of college educated young people that haven't made it yet. And they want change for the sake of change. So if you bring up reparations, obviously that's going to perk the interest of African Americans saying, hey, well, yeah, cut me in. I'll take a piece of that pie, even though they may never have been. Obviously they weren't slaves. The other thing to recognize, slavery still exists around the world. And where it exists the most and is in these Islamic extremist countries. They're getting right out of Africa, just like we did back in the day. And it's wrong, and African Americans in this country know that they're not going to be fooled.
Bruce, how many years did you spend on different campuses in your career?
Brian, I coached for 48 years in college basketball as a head coach in 30 years. So how many college campuses what was I on in 48 years?
You didn't just stay in the gym. I'm sure you walked the campus, taught classes. Did you notice the changing students in curriculum, the lack of history, knowledge, and caring about our country? Have you noticed that? Did you get outside the athletic department?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because that was one of the keys to my success, Brian, is to whom much is given, much is expected. And what I did, I participated in every university that I was at in ways that had nothing to do with athletics to try to help our students come in and grow and achieve and love their country, love their God, and leave our community and go make America great again and make it even better. So, yeah, I was outside that. I think that, you know, obviously what took place with diversity, equity, and inclusion, as you know, how the pendulum swing. Look, affirmative action was really important back in the day because we had a long way to go to give everybody a better opportunity. And we made some adjustments in that, and I think it was important. Like every pendulum that swings, it probably went too far, and then we had qualified people that weren't going to be able to get into schools and in jobs and things like that because they weren't the right sex or they weren't the right race. And there has to be some adjustment, and there was. But the adjustment was then to just hate our country and to teach our young people how awful we are. Yeah, we are not perfect, but this is the best place in the world to work and to live, and we're simply, you know, trying to make it better. I think conservative, hardworking Americans did not get an education. And I know this is a shot, and I'm taking a shot at universities and the educational system, but I always used to say those that can't do and those that can't sometimes teach. Now, I was a coach. I couldn't play, but I coached, so I don't mean to be a hypocrite. I'm just saying that your best attorneys, they're out there actually practicing law and doing really well. There are other attorneys that are out there and they're teaching law. And so as a result, the people that are in there teaching our kids are way more left, way more liberal, have a lot of different ideas about capitalism than the American way, and obviously being infiltrated with all this foreign money They've invested tremendously in not only sending students, but also sending faculty. These are the people that are teaching our children. And as a result, when we do all the polling of where everybody is, the younger people are way more left, way more liberal, way more compassionate to Hamas and terrorism, because they bought into the fact that they've been there's been an apartheid, or there's been a genocide, which is a complete and total lie and falsehood. But that's what they've been taught. Right. And that's the battle we're fighting.
And now we have this thing called the podcast world, who just want to have conversations. I might bring Bruce Brawl in, and Bruce, you could say anything you want. You're here as my guest, and I'm not going to really challenge you. You're going to just tell me your opinions. That's really what Joe Rogan does. Does a great job, fantastic listener. He'll have an explorer in 1 minute, an astrologist in the next, and a comedian in. So he made this statement about Gaza. Cut 29.
The fact that a take on something that, if you're just looking at it, like how could you defend that? Like, how could anybody defend that?
Right.
I don't even know how many people are dead. You have a complete wipeout of a city, like 90% of Gaza's gone, or whatever the percentage is. You look at the buildings, you look at what it used to look like, you look at what it looks like now, like, this is defensible?
So, we lost Bruce. I don't know how much he heard, but you heard Joe Rogan just say this is genocide. There's no doubt about it. 90% have been wiped out. How could you say anything different? He says you look at the buildings, you look at what used to look like, and you look at it, what it looks like now, like this is defensible. Yeah, it's absolutely defensible. If you ask me, I want Bruce to have a chance to answer it, because people just get this idea it's genocide and that's it. Of all people, Laura Loomer, who for some reason has the president's ear, he really trusts her. She was just coming out, deciding who is loyal to President Trump and who is not. But she was one of the people that came out and called out Ukraine and said they're corrupt, that Russia had no choice about the invasion. She came out and said, I saw for myself that I was lied to. So, Bruce, I don't know if you heard what Joe Rogan said, if you heard that clip as I was playing it.
That was my fault, Brian. No, I didn't hear it all. About Gaza.
He goes, no doubt about it, it was genocide. 90% of the buildings are down.
Yep. 90% of the buildings are down. Absolutely. But when you drop 200,000 bombs and you kill about 60,000 people, 30,000 of which are male terrorists, okay? It's the most humane urban warfare that's ever been fought. That the math just doesn't add up. Yep. The place has been destroyed. Why? Because they were hiding in tunnels, underneath churches, inside of hospitals. They're launching rockets from people's living rooms. Look, there absolutely wasn't an act of genocide. A genocide is when you're trying to remove a people from existence. Okay. After October 7th, Israel could have gone in there and dropped 3 bombs and killed 2 million people. And they did not do that. They want to be able to get rid of Hamas. We've got to get back to a place, Brian, where people remember what Golda Meir said, and that's simply this. When the Palestinians or the Arabs stop hating the Jews more than they love their children, we're never going to have peace. And you're seeing places like UAE that have adopted that, and they've turned things around. So I believe it can be turned around. And President Trump, with what he's doing right now and his involvement in the Middle East, and listen, he did not want, and Trump too, to have to go back in there and do what he's doing right now. He didn't want to. But guess what? He wanted to see if he maybe could change the course of history in the Middle East. And Brian, he's doing it. Good is lining up on the side of good. Evil's lining up on the side of evil. The terrorists have been exposed. America is safer because of it. I know it comes with a cost, but I think a nuclear Iran, okay, would be worse any of the costs that we've paid so far.
And you will not be able to have any sort of peace in the Middle East as long as Iran is propping up these proxies, training and telling them to continue to hit Israel. Islamic Jihad, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. That's all Israel, Iran. Iran stops funding them, they go away. And then we'll have this huge situation, good situation when it comes to the Abraham Accords. Bruce, do you miss basketball?
No, I love basketball, and basketball was great to me, but it was time to do something else, Brian. I love my country, and right now, my opponent's no longer the SEC. My opponent is anybody that hates our country and our Judeo-Christian way of life, and I tell you what, that's a very important opponent to fight.
Go get him, Bruce. Doing a great job, and you're using your fantastic communication skills to get that point across. Bruce Pearl, thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Talk to you again soon. Back in a moment.
The headlines, the stories behind them, and the people who make them. Only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2026 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
History isn't just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history. From the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom. The ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
History isn't just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history. From the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom. The ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox. That's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
Well, the last poll that I saw in Pennsylvania, not a whole lot of Democrats think that he is representing them. And, as you know, there's some question whether or not he flips and becomes a Republican. So I would not put too much credibility in what somebody like Fetterman says.
He said you should sit this out.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
So you think I should take his advice? I probably won't. But John, I'm not going to take your advice. We're going to work as hard as we can, not only to elect El Sayed, but Peggy Flanagan in Minnesota, and strong congressional candidates all over this country.
Yeah, he does not enter in John Fetterman, who just shows you how different I am from Bernie Sanders, and you are too. I mean, he doesn't sound crazy. Just says, he acts like, why would we listen to John Fetterman? A guy that votes Democrat 80-something percent of the time, but has this thing called common sense, and even though he's not Jewish, likes Israel. Does sees them as an ally, sees Iran as a problem, sees the border that needs to be enforced. Is that those never used to be Democratic ideals. But that's why Chuck Schumer evidently sought out Fetterman and said, whatever you do, don't switch parties. I also found a pretty good source that he, when he goes to the cloakroom in the Democratic, you know, in the Senate where they hang out, nobody talks to him. So he has now picked stop going in there, and he goes and sits with the Republicans. I'd be real nervous, because either way, if you look at seats that could flip, Michigan probably is going to flip to Republicans if I was a betting man. And I think perhaps New Hampshire. But if you look at Democrats, they got to feel good about holding on to Georgia. I didn't think they would. In North Carolina, I like Mike Watley, but right now he is trailing. So maybe they think they can flip that. And maybe they think they'll get lucky in Iowa, Ohio, and Texas, which means a lot of pressure on Fetterman. You keep treating him like crap, and Bernie Sanders saying what he's saying and acting socialist, he's going to go, I don't want any part of this party. You know, he doesn't agree with everything Trump does, but you know what Trump did? Appreciates him. Had him down to Mar-a-Lago. And there's a line of communication. If he had something he needed, I'm telling you right now, the White House would get it done, because they really appreciate him. That's why I really wish, as much as I, you know, guys like Jim Justice do a great job in the Senate, but Manchin was always a beacon of hope, as was Senator Sinema, because they just wouldn't be crazy. They'd be Democrats, it wouldn't be crazy. Don't forget, go to BrianKilmeade.com. Find out when I'm going to be with the Uniting the States tour. You can pre-order the book. But don't forget, Old Westbury I'm going to be, as well as Red Bank, New Jersey.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hey, Chili and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Chili, and the team at Redding provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Redding Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.